And so I want to welcome all of you who are watching online.
Seega ma tervitan kõiki, kes vaatavad ka interneti vahendusel.
Our family around the world.
Ja meie perekonda üle maailma.
And we're so thankful that you are a part and that you join.
Me oleme nii tänulikud, et sa oled kaasas ja oled ühinenud meiega.
That you're connected with us to help people.
Ja aitad meil aidata inimesi.
And I want to thank all of you who are here this morning.
Ja ma tänan ka kõiki, kes on siin.
And let's get ready to get into God's word.
Ja seega uurime koos Jumala sõna.
And if you've got your Bible ready, go ahead and open up to Hebrews the 10th chapter and we'll be there in just a moment.
Ja kui sul on piibel kaasas, siis ava see Hebra 10. Peatükist, me peagi loeme selle kirja koha.
But as I said, today is the fifth part and it'll be our final part on our series Never Stop.
Siis viimane ja viies osa seeriast ära on all.
And I believe that God wants his people to have a heart that says I will not quit.
Ma usun, et Jumal tahab, et tema rahval oleks selline südame hoiak, et me lihtsalt ei anna all.
That we will finish what is before us.
Et me lõpetame selle, mis on meie ette pandud.
And so just declare that, say I will finish.
Seega kuuluta, ma lõpetan selle jooksu.
I will finish.
Ma lõpetan.
I will finish.
Ma jõuan finishisse.
I want you to finish what God started.
Ma tahan, et sa lõpetaksid selle, mida Jumal alustas.
What God began in you.
Mida Jumal alustas sinus.
The path that God has set you on.
Ja selle teekonna, kuhu Jumal sind on pannud.
I want you to run until you're finished.
Ma tahan, et sa jookseksid kuni finishini.
I want you to continue to do what it is that God put in your heart to do.
Ma tahan, et sa teeksid seda, mida Jumal on pannud sinu südamesse teha.
And God's desire is for all of us to have a heart to finish.
Ja Jumal tahab, et meil kõigil oleks süda, milles on siis see nagu et me ei anna alla.
Yeah. And so when things come against us in life.
Seega kui olukorrad tulevad meie elus meie vastu.
When difficulties show up.
Kui raskused kerkivad esile.
We need to get to a place that we have endurance so that we can persevere.
Siis meil on vaja vastupidavust, et sellel tee peal püsida.
We need to keep going by faith.
Meil on vaja usus edasi minna.
And how many have realized in life that you need some of that?
Ja kui paljud on mõistnud, et nad vajavad seda oma teekonnal.
Amen. There's going to be things come against you.
Sinu ellu tulevad, sinu vastu tuleb asju.
That you're going to need to fight against.
Mille vastu sa pead võitlema.
And you can't get tired.
Ja sa ei või väsida.
You can't give up.
Sa ei või alla anda.
You can't stop.
Sa ei või peatuda.
Because once you stop, the battle's over.
Ja kui sa lõpetad, siis lahingu läbi.
Once you stop, you lose.
Kui sa annad alla, siis sa ka kaotad.
But if you will keep fighting.
Aga kui sa jätkad võitlemist.
The battle's not over.
Siis lahing ei ole läbi.
Amen. And as long as you fight.
Ja nii kaua kui sa otsustad võidelda.
You can win in life.
Siis sa võidad elus.
And God will show up and he will show himself faithful to you.
Ja Jumal tuleb esile ja näitab, et on ustav sinu elus.
And so here in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36.
Hebrealaste 10:36.
This has kind of been the verse that we have been building all that we've been teaching on.
See on üks nii-öelda põhisalm, millele me oleme selle seeria siis nagu
ehitanud
just kõige.
And Hebrews chapter 10 verse 36.
Hebrealaste 10:36.
Says you need to persevere. So that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised.
Sest teil kannatlikust läheb tarvis, et teie tehes Jumala tahtmist saaksite kätte tõotuse.
You need to keep going.
Te peate edasi minema.
So that you will receive what it is that God has promised to you.
Et te saaksite kätte selle, mis Jumalal on teie jaoks.
And when you get a revelation of what is available to you.
Seega kui sa saad ilmutuse sellest, mis Jumalal on sinu jaoks.
Endurance is going to rise up from the inside.
Siis vastupidavus tuleb sinu seest esile.
Amen. God knows how to motivate you.
Jumal teab, kuidas sind motiveerida.
What's going to motivate you?
Mis sind motiveerib?
A reward.
Tasu.
Amen. Why do you go to work tomorrow?
Miks sa lähed homme tööle?
Oh, because I just love my boss so much, I would do anything for them.
Sellepärast, et ma väga armastan oma ülevust ja ma teeks kõik tema heaks.
No, that's probably not the truth.
Arvatavasti see oleks tõsi.
The truth is, you go to work tomorrow because there's a paycheck coming.
Tõsi on see, et sa lähed homme tööle, sest palgatšekk on ootamas.
You might love your boss.
Kui väga sa ka armastad oma ülemust.
You might do whatever he tells you to do.
Ja sa oled valmis tegema kõike, mis ta ütleb sulle.
But the reason you'll do that is because he'll give you a paycheck at the end of the month.
Aga tõsi on see, et sa teed seda selleks, et sa saad palka kuu lõpus.
And so that is a built-in reward.
See on nii-öelda sisseehitatud tasusaamismentaliteet.
For our efforts.
Et siis mis motiveerib meie tegusid.
And that is the way that God also uses.
Ja Jumal kasutab seda sama tasu mentaliteeti.
He said if you will fight and if you will stay on course, I will reward you in your life.
Ja ta ütles, et kui sa püsid võitluses ja liigud edasi, siis sa saad tasu selle kõige lõpus.
And so when we understand that there's a reward waiting.
Seega me peame mõistma, et meid ootab ees tasu.
We will press on ahead.
Ja me peame edasi pürgima.
We will keep going.
Ja liikume edasi.
We will never stop.
Mitte andma alla.
We won't quit when it gets tough.
Me ei nii-öelda loobu, kui läheb, kui asjad lähevad raskeks.
And how many of you know there's some people that quit easy when it gets tough?
Kui paljud on näinud inimesi, kes loobuvad, kui asjad lähevad raskeks?
And hopefully it's not you.
Loodetavasti see ei käi sinu kohta.
Right? Hopefully you're one that will stay in there.
Loodetavasti oled sina see, kes püsib selles raskuses.
You will continue to stand.
Ja sa jääd kindlaks püsima.
And keep your eyes on Jesus.
Ja hoiad pilgu Jeesuse.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We want to keep our eyes on Jesus.
Me tahame hoida oma pilgu Jeesusel.
And he is going to show up and he is going to help us.
Ja tema tuleb esile ja aitab meid.
And so this is our goal is just to do his will for our lives.
Seega meie tahe on teha tema meie soov on teha tema tahet.
And our goal is to walk in the promises of God.
Ja meie eesmärgiks on käia Jumala tõotustes.
So you do the will of God.
Seega sa teed Jumala tahet.
You will walk in the promises of God.
Ja see ära sa käid Jumala tõotustes.
And Jesus came to seal that covenant.
Ja Jeesus tuli pitseerima seda lepingut.
He came to say that promise that God made to you.
Ta tuli ütlema, et see tõotus, mida Jumal sulle andis.
I will seal that with my own blood.
Ma pitseerin või kinnitan selle enda verega.
So that when you keep your eyes on me,
et kui sa hoiad oma pilgu minu peal,
you can know the promise is coming your way.
Siis sa võid teada, et tõotus on, sa saad tõotuse kätte.
Because I loved you enough to die for you.
Sest ma armastasin sind piisavalt, et surra sinu eest.
And so we can receive what is available to us.
Seega me võime saada kätte selle, mis meile on nii-öelda valmis pandud.
Because Jesus came.
Sest Jeesus tuli.
Amen. That's what Christmas is all about.
Ja see ongi jõulude tuum.
That's what this time of year the whole world celebrates.
Ja see on see põhjus, miks kogu maailm tähistab sellel ajal.
As we celebrate Jesus coming.
Me tähistame Jeesuse tulekut maailma.
To seal God's covenant promises.
Millega ta siis otsustas kinnitada Jumala tõotused.
Amen. He put his stamp on it.
Ta pani just kui templi peale või pitseri peale.
In his blood.
Oma verega.
That says that belongs to my kids.
Kinnitades, et see kuulub minu lastele.
And then we can receive all that God has for us.
Ja seega me võime võtta vastu kõik see, mis Jumalal on meie jaoks valmis pandud.
In James chapter 1 and verse 4.
Jaakobuse 1:4.
It says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
Aga kannatlikkus olgu täiuslik, et te oleksite täiuslikud ja terviklikud, ega oleks teil midagi vaja.
When we continue to push forward.
Kui me liigume edasi.
When we continue to endure what we're facing.
Ja peame vastu selles kõiges, mis meie elus on.
We will finish what it is that God has asked us to do.
Siis me ka viime täide või lõpetame selle, mida Jumal on meil annud.
And then we can get to a place in our life that we are lacking nothing.
Ja selle läbi me võime jõuda kohta, kus meil ei ole milleski puudus oma elus.
And so endurance will get us to that place.
Seega vastupidavus aitab meil sinna jõuda.
The promises are waiting for us.
Tõotused on ees.
Amen. God spoke it. His promise is waiting.
Jumal ütles, et tema tõotused ootavad meid.
And so the provision of God is never going to run out for us.
Seega Jumala varustus ei lõppe meie jaoks kunagi ära.
God is never going to get to the place where he says, I'm sorry, I've just got nothing else to give you.
Sa ei jõua kunagi punkti, kus Jumal ütleb kahju, aga mul sinu jaoks enam midagi ei ole.
There are so many people in the world that have needs.
Paljudel inimestel maailmas on vajadused.
I've got people asking me for stuff all the time.
Inimesed küsivad kogu aeg minult midagi.
And I'm sorry, I just don't have enough for you anymore.
Ja vabandust, aga mul ei ole sinu jaoks enam midagi.
I've helped you as much as I can.
Ma aitasin sind nii palju, kui ma suutsin.
How many are glad God's not going to ever say that to you?
Kui paljud on tänulikud, et Jumal ei ütle arvatavasti kunagi sulle seda.
Sometimes we might feel like, oh God, here I'm asking for something else.
Vahel me võime võib meil tunduda, et Jumal me küsis midagi muud.
I know I was just here yesterday asking for stuff and I'm here again today.
Ma eile küsisin juba seda asja, aga ma olen täna tagasi ja küsin seda sama asja.
Listen, God never says, man, there they come again.
Jumal ütle kunagi, no sealt jälle tuleb.
Have you ever had some of those people in your life that every time you see them, they're just asking for stuff?
Kas sul on olnud elus inimesi, kes lihtsalt küsivad sinu käest kogu aeg asju või tahavad saada sinult?
You see him coming and you try to get busy with something else?
Ja kui sa näed, et ta tuleb, siis sa püüad olla väga tegus millegagi.
That's not our God.
Selline meie Jumal ei ole.
Our God wants to help.
Jumal tahab aidata.
Our God wants to be a blessing to you.
Jumal tahab õnnistada sind.
And he says, just come to me and let my promises be revealed to you.
Ja ta ütleb, et tule minu juurde ja sa näed, kuidas need tõotused täituvad sinu elus.
God has everything that you're going to need.
Jumalal on kõik olemas, mida sa vajad.
For your life,
sinu eluks.
Both naturally and spiritually.
Nii maises mõttes kui ka vaimses mõttes.
Everything that you need, you'll receive it from him.
Kõik, mida sa vajad, sa saad tema käest.
And so if you need provision,
seega kui sa vajad varustust,
he has more than enough.
Siis tead, tal on rohkem kui küll.
If you need protection,
kui sa vajad kaitset,
if you need courage,
kui sa vajad julgust,
if you need wisdom,
kui sa vajad tarkust,
if you need health,
kui sa vajad terviselt, kui sa vajad tugevust,
if you need peace,
kui sa vajad rahu,
whatever it is that you need,
siis mida iganes sa vajad,
you can go to God and he has more than enough for you and for your situation.
Siis võid sa minna Jumala ette, tal on olemas kõik, mida sa vajad selles olukorras.
And he's ready to give it.
Ja ta on valmis seda andma.
He wants you to walk in all of the blessings.
Ta tahab, et sa käiksid kõigis tootustes.
Because Jesus has already paid that price.
Sest Jeesus maksis selle eest hinna.
And so whatever you need,
seega mida iganes sa vajad,
God has it.
Jumalal on see olemas.
And you need endurance.
Ja sul on vaja vastupidavust.
So that when you do the will of God,
et kui sa teed Jumala tahet,
you will be able to receive what he promised to you.
Siis sa saad ka kätte selle, mida ta on sulle tootanud.
And we will receive if we don't quit.
Ja me saame selle kätte, kui me ei anna alla.
And as long as you are still fighting,
ja nii kaua, kuni sa otsustad võidelda,
the fight is not over.
Siis tead, võitlus üle läbi.
Amen. As long as I have breath,
nii kaua, kui mul on hinge õhku,
I'm going to praise the Lord.
Ma kiidan Issandat.
How about you?
Kuidas on sinuga?
Amen. I want us to be people that praise God.
Ma tahan, et me oleksime Jumalat kiitev rahvas.
I want us to be a church.
Ma tahan, et me oleks kogudus.
That will raise our voice.
Kes tõstab oma hääle.
And praise our God.
Ja kiidab oma Jumalat.
Why?
Miks?
Because he's worthy.
Sest ta on väärt seda.
Because we're still fighting.
Sest me võitleme.
We haven't given up yet.
Ja me ei anna alla.
We know the victory is coming.
Ja me teame, et võit on ees.
Amen. And so we will say it out of our mouth.
Seega me ütleme selle oma suust välja.
We will declare what it is that God has for us.
Ja kuulutame seda, mida Jumal on öelnud.
And so if we don't quit,
seega kui me ei anna alla,
we will win.
Siis me ka võidame.
And when you believe that,
ja kui sa usud seda,
when you believe that I will always get the victory,
ja seda, et Jumal saab alati võidu ja sa saad võidu temas,
when you believe that everything always works out for
me, ja et kõik töötab sinu heaks,
you're not going to quit.
Siis sa ka ei anna alla.
Do you believe that?
Kas usud seda?
Do you believe what he said?
Kas usud seda, mida ta on öelnud?
And I believe what he said.
Mina usun.
I believe what he said.
Ma usun, mida ta on öelnud.
And I'm going to keep fighting.
Ja ma jätkan võitlust.
I believe you're going to keep fighting.
Ja ma usun, et ka sina teed seda.
And we are going to see what it is that God promised.
Ja me näeme seda, mida Jumal on tõotanud.
And one of the ways to ignite your endurance.
Ja üks asi, mis paneb nii-öelda nii-öelda sütitab seda seda vastupidavust.
Yeah, to give that encouragement to your endurance.
Ja julgustab sind selle seda omama.
One of the things that's going to help us.
Siis üks asi, mis meid aitab, on see.
Is when we help others.
Kui me aitame teisi.
One of the things that helps us.
Üks asi, mis aitab meid.
Is when we help others.
On see, et me aitame teisi.
Look here in Exodus again. We're going to look at Moses.
Me loeme uuesti teise Moosese raamatust.
Exodus chapter 17.
Teise Moosese 17.
And I want to look here from verse 11 to verse 13.
Siis 11. Salmist kuni 13.
And it says, as long as Moses held up the staff in his hand, that staff that we were already talking about.
Ja sündis, et nii kaua kui Mooses hoidis oma käe ülal.
The Israelites had an advantage.
Oli Israel võidukas.
So the Israelites were in a battle.
Seega Israel oli läinud lahingusse.
And Moses said, I'm going to go up on the mountain.
Ja Mooses ütles, ma lähen mäe otsa.
And God told him, if you'll lift up that staff.
Ja Jumal ütles, kui sa tõstad selle karjase kepi.
You will win the battle.
Siis sa võidad lahingu.
You lift up, you hold that staff up.
Hoia seda saua üleval.
You look to me.
Ja hoia pilk minul.
And you will win the battle.
Ja sa võidad sõja.
And so Moses went up on the hill and he raised his staff.
Seega Mooses läks siis mäe otsa ja tõstis selle kepi üles.
And Israel began to win the battle.
Ja Israel oli võidukas oma vaenuvägede ees.
They had the advantage.
Neil oli eelis.
But how many of you know when you hold up your hands for a certain amount of time, your hands grow heavy?
Kui paljud teavad, et kui sa hoiad mingi aeg oma käsi üleval, siis su käed justku tunduvad ülirasked.
I mean, sometimes we can't even get through a 15-minute worship service.
Vahepeal me ei suuda isegi 15-minutilist ülistusteenistust ära kannatada.
Holding up our hands to worship God.
Et hoida üleval käsi ja ülistada Jumalat.
After about 5 minutes you're like, "Ooh, I got to change hands or something."
Peale 5 minutit sa juba tahad käsi vahetada ja
Or let's not raise our hands, let's just receive from the Lord.
Või mõtled, et ärme tõsta käsi üles, vaid lihtsalt võtame issandalt vastu.
Yeah, but keeping your hands up.
Aga käte üleval hoidmine.
And then the blood flows out of your arm.
Ja sa tunned just, kui see veri voolab ära su kätest.
Your hands get heavy.
Ja käed on ülirasked.
It goes on to say here, whenever he dropped his hands, the Amalekites gained the advantage.
Siin öeld, teine osa siis salmist ütleb, et kui Mooses laskis oma käe vajuda, oli Amalek võidukas.
And so as long as he had his hands up,
nii kõva kui Mooses hoidis oma käed üleval,
the Israelites were pushing him back.
Siis Israel oli võidukas.
But when he let his hands down, the enemy started pushing.
Aga kui Moosese käed hakkasid langema, siis vaenuväed tungisid peale Israelastele.
And so he put him up there again. He said, man, I'll give him up there again.
Seega Mooses oli paras võitlus üleval hoida oma käsi.
And then he's getting tired.
Ja ta väsis.
And man, probably after 30 minutes, this guy is probably saying, This isn't gonna work.
Pärast 30 minutit arvatavasti Mooses ütles, et see ei arvuta kuidagi enam välja.
I don't know how much longer I could do this.
Ma ei tea, kui kaua ma suudan enam niimoodi olla.
Look at verse 12.
Loeme 12 salmi.
Moses's arms soon became so tired that he could no longer hold them up.
Aga Moosese käed väsisid nii, et ta ei jõudnud enam hoida neid
so
üleval.
Aaron and Hur found a stone for him to sit on, and they stood on each side of Moses, holding his hands, so that his hands held steady until on each side of Moses, until his hands held until the sunset. And as a result, Joshua overwhelmed that Amalekites in battle.
Siis nad, ehk siis Aaron ja Huur, võtsid kivi, asetasid Moosese alla ja ta istus selle peale ning Aaron ja Huur toetasid tema käsi üks siit poolt ja teine sealt poolt, siis ta käed seisid kindlalt kuni päikese loojakuni ja Joosua võitis mõga teraga Amaleki ning tema rahva.
So Moses' arms could no longer stay above his head.
Seega Moosese käed ei, ta ei jõudnud omast jõust neid üleval hoida.
But when he sat down,
aga kui ta istus,
and he had some help,
ja tal oli abi,
he could stand there all day.
Siis ta suutis terve päev seista.
Because it's not in his strength.
Sest see ei olnud tema tugevus.
He had some help.
Tal oli abi.
We could stand like this all day.
Me võime nii seista terve päev.
If we needed to.
Kui me vajame seda.
Because it's not her strength.
Sest see ei ole minu tugevus.
I'm helping her to hold up her hands.
Et Päri aitab mul hoida käsi üleval.
Victory is on the way.
Ja võit on teel.
They got the victory that day.
Nad said võidu sellel päeval.
Because Moses had some help.
Sest Moosesel oli abi.
Listen, defeating the Amalekites was supernatural.
Teadke, et Amalekide võitmine oli üleloomulik.
Because they should not have won that battle.
Sest Iisrael ei oleks pidanud võitma seda lahingut.
There was a more strong army.
Vaenuväed olid palju suuremad ja tugevamad.
It was impossible in the natural for Israel to win.
See oli loomulikuses võimatu missioon Iisraelile.
But Moses needed help to win the battle.
Aga Mooses vajas abi, et võita seda lahingut.
Because Moses wasn't even fighting.
Sest Mooses ise ei võitlend.
He needed Joshua on the field.
Temal oli vaja, et Joosua läheks lahingutandrile.
He needed the Israelite men to do their part.
Tal oli vaja, et Iisraeli rahvas teeks enda osa Iisraeli mehed.
And he needed Aaron and Hur to stand there and hold up his hands.
Ja samuti oli tal vaja, et Aaron ja Huur oleksid ta kõrvale, hoiaksid ta käsi üleval.
How many know that there's something supernatural you need in your life?
Kui paljud mõistavad, et ka teie vajate enda elus midagi üleloomulikku.
There's a supernatural battle maybe that you need to win.
Ehk sinu elus käib ka lahing, kus mida sul on vaja üleloomulikult võita.
We can win.
Me võime võita.
When we're not trying to do it alone.
Aga ainult siis, kui me ei pea seda üksi teha.
Amen. We need to know that we're in this together.
Me peame teadma, et me oleme selles koos.
As the body of Christ, we are to support one another.
Kristuse ihuna me peaksime üksteist toetama.
And so Moses got tired.
Seega Mooses väsis.
And Aaron and Hur came to help him.
Ja Aaron ja Huur tulid teda aitama.
And because they helped him.
Ja selle tõttu, et nad aitasid teda.
They were able to finish the battle together.
Said nad lõpetada või võita selle lahingu koos.
Praise God.
Kiitus Jumalale.
They all got the victory that day.
Nad kõik said võidu sellel päeval.
They won together. They finished together.
Nad võitsid ja lõpetasid koos.
And you need to be able to help those who are around you.
Ja samamoodi pead ka sina aitama neid, kes on sinu ümber.
You need to lift up the hands of those that you see that are getting tired.
Sa pead nii-öelda tõstma üles nende käsi, kellel sa näed, et nad hakkavad langema.
Find somebody that is struggling.
Leia keegi, kes on võitlustes.
And ask, how can I help you?
Ja küsi, kuidas ma saan sind aidata?
Ask, what can I do to get you through this.
Küsi, mida ma saan teha, et ma saaks, et sa saaksid sellest olukorrast läbi.
And sometimes it's not going to be a whole lot.
Ja vahel ei olegi väga palju vaja.
Sometimes it might just be a word of encouragement.
Vahel on lihtsalt vaja julgustada.
Sometimes it might be a text that you send to them two or three times a week, just saying, I'm praying for you, I know you can do it.
Vahel pead sa saatma sõnumi 2-3 korda nädalas ja ütlema, et sa saad hakkama, sa tuled läbi sellest.
Sometimes it's just putting a smile on your face every time you see him.
Vahel on lihtsalt, et sa naeratad tal iga kord, kui sa näed teda.
Saying, I'm with you.
Öeldes, et ma olen sinuga.
I'm with you.
Ma olen sinuga.
You know, you might not need to do anything else other than just to be there.
Ehk sa ei pea mitte midagi muud tegema, kui lihtsalt olema. Lihtsalt olema.
All that Aaron and Hur had to do was just be there.
Aaron ja Hur pidid lihtsalt olema.
They just had to prop up his hands.
Nad pidid hoidma käsi.
They didn't have to fight.
Nad ei pidanud võitlema.
They didn't have to hold the staff.
Nad ei pidanud seda keppi hoidma.
They just had to be there.
Nad lihtsalt pidid olemas olema.
But they all got the victory.
Aga nad kõik ühtselt said selle võidu.
And so when you help those around you,
seega kui sa aitad neid, kes on sinu ümber,
man, we're going to be building up the kingdom of God.
Siis me ehitame üles Jumala riiki.
We're going to be doing things that the devil will not be able to stop.
Ja teeme asju, mida, mille vastu vaenlane ei saa tulla.
You know, and tearing down, that's the devil's work.
Maha kiskumine on vaenlase töö.
But building up and lifting up, that's our work.
Aga üles ehitamine on meie töö.
And so the devil's going to try to tear down the people around us.
Seega vaenlane püüab meie ümbert inimesi maha kiskuda.
Let's do our part to lift up the people around.
Seega teeme siis enda osa ja ehitame neid inimesi üles.
Let's be strong for one another. Let's help one another.
Tugevdame ja aitame üksteist.
And so we need each other.
Seega me vajame üksteist.
You know, Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 says it this way.
Galaatlastele 6:2 ütleb järgnevat.
It says, carry one another's burdens and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
Kantke üksteise koormaid ja nõnda te täidate Kristuse käsku.
Carry one another's burdens.
Kantke üksteise koormaid.
And in this way you fulfill the law of Christ.
Ja selle läbi te täidate Kristuse seadust.
This is the way that we are to show God's love to one another.
Selle läbi me peame täitma või näitama üksteisele Jumala armastust.
Help to carry one another's burdens.
Kantme üksteise koormaid.
Don't just say I love you.
Ära lihtsalt ütle, ma armastan sind.
You're good.
Sa oled tore.
God bless you.
Jumal õnnistagu sind.
Great to see you.
Nii tore sind näha.
You know, sometimes that might be enough.
Vahel ehk sellest piisab.
But listen.
Aga kuula.
If we want to fulfill the law of Christ.
Kui me tahame täita Kristuse seadust.
If we want to be doing the will of God for our lives.
Ja teha Jumala tahet meie elu jaoks.
We won't just be cheering somebody.
Siis sellest ei piisab, me lihtsalt võib-olla õhutame kedagi.
We're going to come and we're going to help to carry their burden.
Siis me peame tulema te ligi ja kandma tema koormaid.
We're going to be so close.
Me peame olema lähedal.
That when they need us, they could lean on us.
Et kui nad vajavad, siis nad saavad toetuda meile.
And that is what I believe the body of Christ should be like.
Ja ma usun, et selline peakski olema Kristuse ihu.
We need to help one another.
Me peame aitama üksteist.
Relieve the burdens that will be piled upon us.
Kergendama koormaid, mis on meie teiste peale ja meie peale tulnud.
And yes, the Bible says that we are to cast our burdens onto the Lord. Absolutely.
Biiblis öeldakse, jah, ma olen nõus sellega, et me peaksime oma koormad issandale andma.
And don't say, well, don't rely on me, just rely on Jesus.
Me ei saa lihtsalt öelda, et ära looda minu peale, vaid looda Jeesuse peale.
Because you know what that's doing?
Tead, mida sa sellega teed?
That's just putting more burden on the person that's carrying this burden.
See paneb veel rohkem koormaid sellel inimesel, kes juba kannab koormaid.
Your accusations.
Sinu süüdistused.
Or just give it to the Lord.
Või ütlused, anna issandale, ära muretse.
That's just like, well, I'm trying. This is really heavy.
Ja siis see, kes koormatud on, ütleb, ma püüan.
Sometimes we need to help them to lift that up to the Lord.
Vahel meil on lihtsalt vaja aidata teda ja tõsta need koormate pealt ära.
When it says to carry one another's burdens.
Ja tead, mida tähendab, et kanda üksteise koormaid.
That doesn't mean that you need to take the pressures of their life onto the pressures of your life.
See ei tähenda ka, et sa võtad tema elu raskuse enda ellu kaasa.
That's not what God is wanting.
Jumal ei taha seda.
But God is wanting you to help them to lift those burdens to the Lord.
Jumal tahab, et sa läheksid tema juurde, aitaksid tal oma koormaid issandale tõsta.
That we do our part.
Ja me teeme enda osa.
To strengthen one another.
Et tugevdada üksteist.
That is how we are going to get to this place that will never stop.
Ja nii me jõuame kohta, kus me saame öelda, et me ei anna alla.
Because I know I'm not alone.
Sest me teame, et me ei ole üksi.
I know I have you.
Ja me teame, et me oleme üksteisel olemas.
You know you have those around you.
Ja sa tead, et sul on need inimesed enda ümber.
And we can get through whatever obstacles, whatever burdens will come on our lives.
Seega me võime ületada igasugused raskused ja takistused, kui me oleme üksteisel olemas.
So instead of saying, you know, I can't believe that you're acting that way.
Selle asemel, et öelda, et ma ei suuda uskuda, et sa niimoodi võisid käituda.
Instead of you know, not understanding.
Ja olla mitte mõistev.
And being spiritually judgmental.
Või siis vaimulikult hukka mõistev.
What if we helped them?
Kas me selle asemel võiks hoopis aidata?
What if we supported them?
Mis siis, kui me toetaksime neid?
What if we did our part?
Ja teeksime enda osa.
To help the real them on the inside shine.
Et aidata nende sisemusel särada või nende sisemisel inimesel särada.
And I think it's our human nature when we see someone struggling.
Ja ma usun, et see on meie inimloomuses, et kui me näeme kedagi kannatamas,
to stay away and give them space.
Siis me justkui hoiame eemale ja püüame neile ruumi anda.
How many know that's probably your human nature?
Kui paljud mõistavad, et see on inimlik loomus.
Somebody's having a bad day, so I don't want to mess with that.
Kui sa näed, et kellelgi on halb päev, siis mõtled, aah, sinna ma küll ei taha minna.
I'm sorry, Miley, you're gonna have to deal with that one, because I got my own problem.
Väga kahju, Miley, aga sa pead ise hakkama saama, mul on enda probleeme küll.
That's human nature.
See on inimlik loomus.
We've got a different nature on the inside.
Meie sees on teissugune loomus.
Let your godly nature rise up.
Las su jumalik loomus tuleb esile.
That when you see that Miley's is struggling, you go up and you make an effort and say, what can I do to help?
Et kui sa näed, et Miley's kannatab, siis sa lähed küsid, kuidas ma saan sind aidata.
Instead of saying, well, you know, you just need to give that to the Lord.
Selle asemel, et öelda, et sa pead selle lihtsalt isandale andma.
No, the way that we obey the law of Christ.
See viis, kuidas me täidame Kristuse seadust,
is by supporting and helping one another.
On toetades ja aidates üksteist.
And when we do that, there's going to be an anointing that will be supplied.
Ja kui me teeme seda, siis me tuleb meie ellu üks võitmine.
And we want the anointing to show up in our lives.
Ja me ju tahame, et võitmine tuleks esile meie elus.
And the anointing is the thing that is going to supernaturally help us.
Ja võitmine aitab meid üle loomulikult.
The anointing supernaturally gave the Israelites the victory on that day.
Ja võitmine andis Iisraelastele üle loomulikult võidu sellel päeval.
They did something that they should not have been able to do.
Nad tegid seda, mida nad omast jõust ei oleks suutnud.
Because God showed up.
Sest Jumal oli nendega.
God used them.
Jumal kasutas neid.
Amen. And you could be the same way.
Ja sinu elus võib samamoodi olla.
You can get to a place that you do something you should not have been able to do.
Sa jõuad kohta oma elus, kus sa teed midagi, mida sa omast jõust ei suudaks.
Because you had some support.
Selle tõttu, et sul on tuge.
And the anointing showed up.
Ja Jumala võitmine on sinu üle.
You can help others to do what they should not be able to do.
Sa saad aidata teisi teha seda, mida nad omast jõust ei suudaks.
Because you showed up.
Sest sina tulid esile.
And the anointing was there on you to help them.
Ja sinul oli võitmine aidata neid.
You can believe God for that.
Sa võid uskuda Jumalat selle osas.
Trust God for that when you see somebody who's struggling and say, God, help me.
Usalda, kui sa näed kedagi kannatustes ja ole valmis teda aitama.
Help me to help them.
Palu, et Jumal aitaks sind ja annaks tarkus, kuidas teda aidata.
You know, and I think we should all be looking for people to help.
Ja ma usun, et meil peaks olema süda aidata teisi.
We should be fighting one another to see who could be the biggest help.
Ja me peaksime justkui tegema võistlust, kes aitab keda kõige rohkem või kui palju suudab keegi aidata.
Instead of us looking around trying to find somebody to help.
Seega vaadake enda ümber ja püüdke leida kedagi, kes vajab abi.
We should all be right there ready to help. I mean, pushing people out of the way to help one another.
Ja me peaks olema lükkama teise eemale, et saada ise minna ja aidata seda inimest.
And so this is going to help them to finish.
Sest see aitab seda kannatajat lõpetada.
But it will help us to finish.
Ja see aitab ka meid või meid ühiselt lõpetada.
How many know when we help one another?
Kui paljud mõistavad, et kui me aitame üksteist,
we're helping ourselves.
Siis me aitame ka ise end.
Amen. When we help one another,
kui me aitame üksteist,
we're going to be helping ourselves too.
Siis me aitame ka sellega ise ennast.
We all win together.
See on nagu mõlemalt poolt võit.
And so we need to help one another with the help of God.
Seega me peame aitama üksteist Jumala abiga.
Be led by God.
Ole juhitud Jumala poolt.
Now, I don't want you to spread yourself too thin where you're helping everybody else and you don't have enough time for yourself.
Ma ei taha, et sa jõuaksid ka punkti, kus sa aitad kõiki ja sul enda elu jaoks üldse aega ei ole.
So use wisdom.
Seega kasuta tarkust.
Be led by God.
Ole Jumala vaimu poolt juhitud.
But then we need to get in there and we need to help people.
Aga siiski ma rõhutan, me peame aitama üksteist.
Look what it says in Proverbs chapter 11.
Loeme õpetussõnad 11.
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 25 says this.
Õpetussõnad 11:25 ütleb järgnevat.
I want to read this out of the Message Bible.
Pastor loeb siis sellest Message Biblia tõlkest.
And it says, the one who blesses others will be abundantly blessed.
See, kes õnnistab teisi, on külluslikult õnnistatud.
And those who help others are helped.
Ja need, kes aitavad teisi, saavad ise ka abi.
Those that bless others,
need, kes õnnistavad teisi,
will be abundantly blessed.
Saab külluslikult õnnistatud.
And those that help others,
ja need, kes aitavad teisi,
will be helped.
Saavad ka abi.
Look at the law of Christ.
Vaadake Kristuse seadust.
Look at what God desires from you.
Ja vaadake seda, mida Jumal ootab teilt.
You want help in life?
Kas sa tahad, et sind aidatakse elus?
I want help in life.
Mina tahan küll.
We help others.
Me aitame üksteist.
We make sure that we are there for others.
Me teeme kindlaks, et me oleme üksteise jaoks olemas.
And God will make sure that others will be there for you.
Ja Jumal teeb kindlaks, et teised on ka sinu jaoks olemas.
And so this is what we should be looking for.
Seega see on see, mida me peaksime järgima.
We should be looking for someone to help.
Me peaksime otsima kedagi, keda aidata.
We should be doing everything we can.
Ja tegema enda poolt kõik võimaliku.
To strengthen each other.
Et tugevdada teine teist.
Because when other people are strong, you're going to be stronger.
Sest kui teised sinu ümber on tugevad, siis ka sina oled tugev.
If you help someone else be strong, they're going to be able to help you be strong.
Kui sina aitad kellelgi teisel saada tugevust, siis ka nemad võivad sinul aidata saada tugevust.
I want strong people around me.
Ma tahan, et minu ümber oleks tugevad inimesed.
How about you?
Kuidas on sinuga?
Amen. And I don't always want to be the strongest person in the room.
Ja ma ei taha ka olla alati kõige tugevam inimene ruumis.
I don't want to be the strongest person in my life.
Ma ei taha olla ka enda elus kõige tugevam inimene.
I don't want to be the smartest person in my life.
Ma ei taha ka olla kõige targem inimene enda elus.
If you're the smartest person in your group,
kui sa oled teatud rühmas kõige targem,
you need to start finding a new group.
Siis sul on vaja uus rühm leida.
Right? If you're the most spiritual person in your group,
kui sa oled oma grupis kõige vaimulikum,
you need to start looking for a new group.
Siis sul on vaja uut rühma.
It doesn't mean that you leave behind the others.
See ei tähenda, et sa lased jätad teised selja taha.
It doesn't mean that you're saying, "Well, I'm smarter than you all now. I'm moving on."
Või et sa ütled, ma olen nüüd targemaks saanud ja ma liigun edasi.
No, but you need to have people around you who are stronger than you are.
Vaid sa vajad enda ümber inimesi, kes on sinust tugevamad.
Have people over you that can be examples to you in your life.
Ja inimesed, kes oleksid sinu üle, kes saaksid eeskujuks olla.
And then we just keep growing.
Seega me peame kasvama.
And then we can be a better help to those that are around us right now.
Ja selle läbi me saame aidata paremini inimesi enda ümber.
And so we need to just understand how God's law works.
Seega me peame mõistma, kuidas Jumala seaduse juriidika töötab.
That if you help somebody, you are going to be helped.
Seega kui sina aitad kedagi, siis sind aidatakse.
If you bless somebody, you are going to be abundantly blessed.
Kui sa aitad, siis ka sind külluslikult aidatakse.
If you strengthen somebody,
kui sa tugevdad kedagi,
you yourself will be strengthened.
Siis ka sina saad tugevdatud.
This is the law of God.
Ja see on Jumala seadus.
And so if you want to endure,
kui sa tahad püsima jääda,
if you want to be able to have the strength to finish what you've started,
ja omada tugevust, et viia lõpule see, mida sa alustasid,
then you need to stop looking at yourself.
Siis sa pead lõpetama endale vaatamise.
And stop thinking poor me.
Ja või mõtlemast ja haletsemast ennast.
Oh, my life is so hard. Look at everything I have to do.
Ah, mu elu on nii raske, vaata, kui palju ma pean tegema.
I had one of those moments this week.
Selle nädalal mul oli üks selline hetk.
Where I started complaining to God about my life.
Kus ma hakkasin nurisema oma elu osas Jumala ees.
God, I've got so much to do today.
Jumal, mul on liialt teha.
I don't even know. Come on, man.
Ole nüüd. Ole nüüd, Jumal.
This isn't even fair.
See oli isegi aus.
Have you ever had one of those days?
Kas sul on olnud neid hetke?
Where you're like, this is not, I don't know what to do.
Kus sa ütled, et Jumal, ma lihtsalt ei tea, mida teha.
But you know what, today's Sunday.
Aga täna on pühapäev.
That day's gone.
Ja see päev on selja taga.
And I'm still here.
Ja ma olen ikka siin.
Right? You're still here.
Sa oled ikka siin.
We've had those days, but we've come through those days.
Meil on neid päevi olnud, aga me oleme läbi tulnud nendest.
And we're still here.
Ja me oleme siiani siin.
And so we need to keep looking to God for help.
Seega me peame hoidma oma pilgu Jumala peal, et saada abi.
And instead of feeling sorry for yourself,
ja selle asemel, et end haletseda,
go look for somebody else to help.
Otsi kedagi, keda aidata.
Go look for somebody else to bless.
Otsi keda õnnistada.
Go look for somebody else that you could have an impact in their lives.
Otsi kedagi, kelle elus sa võid teatud mõju avaldada.
And then God will help you.
Ja tead, Jumal aitab sind.
God will help you.
Jumal aitab sind.
He'll help you get through that day.
Ta aitab sind tulla läbi sellest päevast.
If you will focus on helping others,
kui sa keskendud teiste aitamisele,
God will bless you.
Jumal aitab sind.
I spent some time with some young men this week.
Sel nädalal ma olin koos teatud noorte meestega.
I didn't have time to do it.
Mul ei olnud aega neid aidata.
But I did it.
Aga ma tegin seda.
In my mind I thought I'm wasting my time.
Ma mõtlesin oma peas, et ma arvatavasti raiskan aega.
But I did that.
Aga ma ikkagi aitasin neid.
I invested into them.
Ma investeerisin nendesse.
You know what?
Teate mis?
God helped me.
Jumal aitas mind.
I came through And I went to bed that night saying, man, that was a great day.
Ma sain sellest läbi ja läksin õhtul magama öeldes, see oli üks väga päev.
I was able to do so much.
Ma sain teha nii palju.
I was able to make a difference.
Ma suutsin tuua muutust.
And as I helped those young men,
ja kui ma aitasin neid noori mehi,
it strengthened me.
Siis see tugevdas ka mind.
Amen. I don't know how that works.
Ma ei tea, miks see nii töötab.
But it works.
Aga see töötab.
I don't know how we can invest in somebody else and us ourselves walk away helped.
Ma ei tea, kuidas see on see võimalik, et teisi aidates me läheme ära ja me oleme ise ka aidatud.
But it works.
Aga see töötab.
And so I guarantee you,
seega ma tõotan teile,
if you put your focus on helping others,
et kui su sihiks on aidata teisi,
God is going to look down from heaven,
siis Jumal vaatab taevast alla,
and he's going to say yes,
ja ütleb, jah,
that is my will,
see on minu tahe,
is that you help one another,
et sa aitaksid teisi,
and so I'm going to help those,
seega ma aitan neid,
that are helping others,
kes aitavad teisi,
and I'm going to strengthen my body,
seega Jumal tugevdab enda ihu,
amen. That's us.
Ja need oleme meie.
We are to be stronger together.
Me peaksime olema tugevamad koos.
We're to make a difference together.
Ja tooma ühe muutuse koos.
God will hook up with you.
Ja Jumal ise tuleb sinuga kaasa.
And he will give you the strength to get through.
Ja ta annab sulle jõudu.
He'll give you the help when you're weak.
Ja ta annab sulle jõudu selle hetkel, kui sul on vaja seda.
If you will help those who are feeling weak.
Kui sa aitad neid, kes tunnevad ennast nõrgana.
And this is a way for us to reach our reward.
Ja see on see viis, kuidas me saame kätte tasu, mida Jumal on meile pannud.
This is a way for us to develop that endurance.
Ja see on see viis, kuidas tugevdada seda vastupidavust.
To have that mentality, I'm never going to stop.
Omada seda mõttelaad, et ma ei anna kunagi alla.
I'm never going to stop.
Ma ei peatu kunagi.
God's going to help me.
Jumal aitab mind.
God's going to send people to help me.
Jumal saadab inimesi, kes aitavad mind.
I'm going to do my best to help others.
Ma annan parima, et aidata teisi.
And I'm never going to stop.
Ja ma ei peatu kunagi.
I'm going to keep pushing.
Ma liigun edasi.
And God is going to help me.
Ja Jumal aitab mind.
I'm going to have that endurance I need.
Mul on see vajalik vastupidavus.
To persevere through this battle.
Et jääda püsima selles lahingus.
And the anointing of God is going to come upon me and help me.
Ja Jumala võidmine tuleb minu üle ja aitab mind.
That's what we believe.
Ja see on see, mida me usume.
For every day, for every situation.
Igal päeval, igas olukorras.
Whether you're in school.
Olenemata, kas sa oled koolis, kas sa oled tööl.
Whether it's with your family.
Oma pere keskel.
Whatever it would be.
Mis iganes olukord.
That you trust God, that he will show up.
Usalda, et Jumal tuleb esile.
Look in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
Loeme Sakaria 6 6.
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
Sakaria 4 6.
This is probably a verse that many of you have quoted before or have heard quoted.
Arvatavasti see on salm, mida te olete kuulnud, tsiteeritud või olete ise tsiteerinud.
But maybe you didn't know where it was from.
Aga ehk te ei tea, kus pärit on.
But it's from right here in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
Aga see on Sakaria 4 6.
And he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel.
Siis ta kostis ja ütles mulle nõnda, see on issanda sõna, mis on öeldud Zerubbabelile.
Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty.
See ei sünni väega võimu läbi, vaid minu vaimu läbi, ütleb issand.
God can back up what he said that he would do.
Jumal teeb seda, mida ta on tuotunud teha.
And he said, if God said he's going to move, you better get out of the way because he's moving.
Ja kui Jumal ütles, et ma hakkan liikuma, siis parem tule tee pealt ees, sest hakkab ka liikuma.
If God said he's going to change something, expect the change.
Kui Jumal ütleb, et ta muudab midagi, siis oota ka muutust.
If God says he's going to fix something, you better expect it to be fixed.
Ja kui Jumal ütleb, et ta muudab midagi, siis oota, et ta teeb ka seda.
Because he's going to do it.
Sest ta teeb seda.
It's not your strength.
See ei ole sinu tugevus.
It's his strength.
See on tema tugevus.
His spirit.
Tema vaim.
In verse 7 it says this.
Ja seitsmendas salmis öeldakse järgnevat.
What are you, mighty mountain, before Zerubbabel? You will become level ground.
Mis sa oled suur mägi Zerubbabeli ees, sa muutud tasandikuks.
And then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of God bless it, God bless it.
Ja siis ta toob esile selle tippukivi öeldes, et õnnistatud oled.
The capstone is the finishing stone.
Peakivi või tippukivi on siis
the finishing stone.
On siis see lõpukivi.
The finishing stone.
See viimane kivi ehitises.
That means that we are finishing this.
See tähendab, et me lõpetame selle.
We're going to finish this.
Me lõpetame selle.
And when we finish with shouts of joy.
Ja kui me lõpetame, siis me lõpetame rõõmuhõisetega.
Amen. Let's finish with shouts of joy.
Lõpetame rõõmuhõisetega.
Because we have endurance to persevere.
Sellepärast, et meil on vastupidavus ja oleme võimelised jääma püsima.
That's what endurance is for.
Ja selle jaoks ka on vastupidavus.
It's to get us to the place that we finish.
Et me jõuaksime kohta, kus me suudame lõpetada.
That we have this mentality, I'm going to finish.
Ja et meil on mentaliteet, et me lõpetame.
And then people will shout for joy.
Ja see läbi inimesed hüüavad rõõmust.
You will shout for joy.
Ja sinagi hüüad rõõmust.
Amen. Well, I don't know about that shouting thing. That's just not what I do. That's
no, pastor, ma ei tea selle rõõmuhuisete kohta. See ei ole minu stiil.
Listen, you don't have to shout, but it works for me.
Sa ei pea hüüdma, aga minul töötab see. Mina teen seda.
It works.
See töötab.
You know, there's sometimes in my, I'm alone in my house and I'm shouting.
Mõnikord ma olen kodus täiesti ihu üksi ja ma lihtsalt karjun rõõmust.
I'm just like, thank you, Jesus.
Karjun tänu sulle, Issand.
It's gonna come, it's all gonna work out.
See töötab, see toimib kõik.
I got the victory.
Ma saan võidu.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
And I, who am I shouting to?
Ja kellele ma karjun seal?
I don't know.
Ma ei tea.
I'm just shouting.
Ma lihtsalt hõiskan rõõmust.
Because I believe it's gonna be finished.
Sest ma usun, et see viiakse lõpuni.
We got to shout before the victory.
Ja me peame hüüdma enne võidu kätte saamist.
We got to shout before the victory.
Me peame hüüdma enne võidu kätte saamist.
They started shouting before they finished the work.
Nad hüüdsid enne, kui nad lõpetasid selle töö.
And church, we've got to be ones that will lift up God.
Ja kogudus me peame olema need, kes kiidavad Jumalat.
And we've got to lift up his name.
Ja me peame tõstma kõrgeks tema nime.
Anyone can quit.
Iga üks võib alla anda.
Anybody could give up.
Iga üks võib loobuda.
Anybody can stop.
Iga üks võib peatuda.
Let's not be those kind of people.
Aga ärme ole need inimesed.
Let's be more than that.
Oleme rohkem kui see.
I want you to be more than that.
Ma tahan, et sa oleksid rohkemad kui see.
I want you to make a decision you're never going to stop.
Ma tahan, et sa teeksid otsuse, et ma ei anna ealaski olla.
You need to have an attitude that you're going to finish whatever it is that God has begun in your life.
Sul peab olema suhtumine, et ma täidan selle, mida Jumal on minu ellu pannud.
Listen, there are billions of Christians on this planet right now.
Praegu on miljardeid kristlaseid maa peal.
But there are not many believers who have a finisher mentality.
Aga ei ole palju usklikke, kellel oleks võidu mentaliteet.
Let's start changing that.
Muudame seda.
Let's start changing that.
Hakkame seda muutma.
That we're not just going along with the flow and whatever happens, happens.
Et me ei lähe passiivselt kaasa kõigega, mis lihtsalt toimub.
But that we're fighters.
Vaid et me oleme disciplineeritud võitlejad.
And we are finishers.
Ja või lõpetajad.
And we're going to push in and seek God for what it is that he wants for us.
Ja et me otsime seda, mida Jumal tahab meie jaoks.
And then we're going to persevere until we see the reward.
Ja teeme seda, kuni me näeme seda tasu.
Amen. God needs those kind of people in this country.
Jumal vajab selliseid inimesi selles riigis.
To lead this new move of God that's going to happen.
Kes juhivad seda uut nii-öelda liikumist, mis on ees.
That we have that finisher's mentality.
Et meil on see võidu mentaliteet.
That we are going to get it done.
Et me teeme töö ära.
I believe that we're all called to finish.
Ja ma usun, et me kõik oleme kutsutud lõpetama.
You are called to finish whatever it is that God has called you to start.
Sa oled kutsutud lõpetama seda, mida Jumal on sulle annud.
And so we need to get to the end.
Seega me peame jõudma finishisse.
So that we hear him say, well done, my faithful servant.
Kus sa kuuled, et Jumal ütleb, hästi tehtud see hea ja ustav surand.
And so you're not going to get there on your own.
Seega sa jõua sinna üksi.
It's not about your strength, it's not about your might.
Ja küsimus ei ole sinu tugevuses või sinu
võimes,
sinu väes.
It's only through the spirit.
Vaid see toimub ainult püha vaimu läbi.
That can get you through to the results.
Ja tema aitab sul saada tulemusi.
You're going to need his help.
Sul on vaja tema abi.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Me rääkisime mõni nädal tagasi püha vaimu keeltes palvetamisest.
Allowing him to be involved in your everyday life.
Et me laseme teda olla osa meie igapäeva elust.
Tapping into that power that is available to us.
Ja kasutaksime seda väge, mida ta on meie sisse pannud.
And then when we do that.
Ja kui me teeme seda.
We will be stronger than what we think we are.
Siis me oleme tugevamad kui see, mis me arvaksime, et me oleme.
Not because of our mighty power.
Mitte sellepärast, et me oleme nii tublid või tugevad.
But because of his mighty power.
Vaid selle tõttu, et Jumal ise on tugev.
It's by my spirit declares the Lord.
See on Jumala vaimu läbi ütleb ta.
We need to give him the glory.
Me peame talle andma au.
When he gives us the strength.
Kui tema annab meile tugev.
Amen. I'll say that again.
Ma ütlen uuesti.
We need to give him the glory.
Me peame andma Jumala lau.
When he gives us the strength.
Kui tema tugevdab meid.
When he strengthens you.
Kui ta tugevdab sind.
You say thank you Jesus.
Siis sa tänad Issandat.
When you're able to handle that situation.
Kui sa suudad olukorraga toime tulla.
That pressure.
Ja selle survega.
When you're able to take that and lift it back to him.
Ja kui sa suudad selle tõsta Jumala ette.
You need to say thank you Jesus.
Siis sa pead ütlema tänan Jeesus.
Amen. Because it's him.
Sest see on tema.
That is giving you the ability to do that.
Kes annab sulle võimekuse teha seda.
Because there's a lot of people in this world that will face the same things you face.
Sest maailmas on väga palju inimesi, kes kohtavad sama asja, mis sinu elus on.
And they'll be crushed by it.
Ja see lõmastab need või purustab need.
It's true.
See on tõsi.
They'll end up in the psychiatric ward at a hospital somewhere.
Mõni ehk jõuab psühhiaatri haiglasse isegi.
It's true.
See on tõsi.
They face the same thing you faced.
Nad kohtuvad sama asja, mida sina kohtad.
But they tried to do it in their own strength.
Aga nad püüavad sellega toime tulla oma jõus.
And they couldn't do it.
Ja nad ei suuda.
But we could do it.
Aga meie suudame.
Because it wasn't by my strength.
Sest me ei tee seda enda jõus.
Or by my power.
Või enda vägevuses.
But it was by the Spirit, declares the Lord.
Vaid püha vaimu läbi ütleb Issand.
And so I trust him.
Seega ma usaldan teda.
I trust him to help me.
Ma usaldan, et tema aitab mind.
I trust him to help you.
Mina usaldan, et tema aitab ka sind.
That we would be able to lift off that burden and run our race.
Et me saame tõsta selle koorma ja joosta võidukalt võidujooksu.
And you know, even when you feel like you're running on empty.
Isegi kui sa tunned, et sa jooksed tühjaks.
Just keep running.
Jookse edasi.
Amen. Have you ever felt like you've run out of strength?
Kas sa oled tunnud oma elus, et sa lihtsalt jooksed jõust tühjaks?
That your might and your power gauge is on the E.
Et sinu nii-öelda jõud ja tugevus on nulli piiril.
One thing I hate is driving on the E.
Mulle ei meeldi sõita
on the E when it's gas. The gas
kui on kütust pole.
It's like that in every car, right? There's an E that says you have no more gas. That's what that means.
See on igal autor on see näidik, mis näitab, et kütust pole.
Right? And when that meter gets to the E, you're like, man, I got to find a gas station.
Kui näidik jõuab sinna E-täheni, siis tead, on vaja tanklasse minna.
But how many of you know that when you get to that place?
Aga kui sa jõuad sellesse punkti.
It's all the way over on the E.
Ja näidik on ee peal.
And you still got to get to that meeting on time.
Ja sa siiski pead minema koosolekule õigeks ajaks.
And then after that you got to go pick up the kid from school.
Ja pärast seda pead lapsi võtma peale kuskilt.
And then after that you got to get to the store before it closes.
Ja siis sa pead minema poodi enne kui pood kinni pannakse.
You don't know where there's going to be a gas station on that route anywhere.
Ja sul pole halli aimugi, kus vahepeal seal tankla on.
How many know it's probably not worth it?
Siis kas te arvate, et arvatavasti see ei ole seda väärt? Et proovida, et kui kaugele siis su auto suudab minna.
Because maybe I could get it all done.
Sest äkki veab ja ma suudan kõik ära teha.
Maybe I could make it.
Äkki ma jõuan ikkagi.
Let's not live that way.
Ärme ela ka nii.
I don't like to drive that way.
Mulle ei meeldi sõita nii.
But I certainly don't want to live that way.
Aga ma ei taha kindlasti ka elada nii.
How many know sometimes we live on the E?
Kui paljud mõistavad, et me vahepeal elame selle nulli piiri peal.
Our power gauge and our strength gauge is on empty.
Meie tugevuse ja jõu näitajad on nulli lähedas.
And we just need to take some time and spend some time with the Lord and let him fill us up.
Ja meil on lihtsalt vaja aega, et võtta vaikset aega Jumalaga ja lasta temal täita meid.
And even, you know, just 5 minutes.
Lihtsalt 5 minutit.
I'd rather have a half tank than a knee tank.
Ma parem eelistaksin poolt kütusepaaki kui null kütusepaaki.
You know, I would rather have just a little bit more God to make sure I can get through this day.
Ma parem veendun, et mul on natukenegi Jumalalt saadud kui see, et mul ei ole mitte midagi.
I don't need to spend 2 hours in his presence right now. I don't have the time.
Mul ehk ei ole 2 tundi aega, et Jumala ligiolus viibida.
But I can take 5 minutes.
Aga ma võin võtta selle 5 minutit.
To just fill up a little bit.
Et täita ennast veidi.
So that I can get through this day. With power.
Et ma võiksin saada jõudu, et sellest päevast läbi minna.
Because he is the one who's going to help us.
Sest tema ise aitab meid.
And so this is the way that we need to choose to live our lives.
Ja see on see viis, kuidas me saame elada oma elu.
And when we have him on the inside.
Ja tea, kui Jumal elab sinu sees.
That's true power.
Siis see on tõeline vägi.
Amen. When the Spirit shows up.
Kui püha vaim tuleb esile.
You're like, oh yeah, now I can do this.
Siis sa koged, et sa võid teha kõike.
And so we need to know that we can make it.
Seega me peame teadma, et me suudame seda teha.
And when he is with you.
Ja kui tema on sinuga.
You can know that you're going to make it.
Siis sa võid teada, et sa ka suudad sellest läbi minna.
And so look at how they finished.
Seega vaatame, kuidas lõpetati.
It said that they placed the stone. Before they placed it, there were shouts of joy.
Seega enne kui tipu kivi pandi, siis oli tohutud rõõmu hõisked rahvas seas.
People were shouting.
Kogu rahvas hõiskas.
It was not just, you know, they weren't complaining.
Nad ei nurisenud.
It took us so long to build this building, it's just taken forever.
Meil läks nii kaua selle ehitusega aega, see võtsis terve igaviku.
So much time, so much work.
Nii palju aega, nii palju tööd.
No, they weren't complaining.
Nad ei nurisenud.
They weren't even just having nice thoughts.
Neil ei olnud ka lihtsalt positiivset mõttelaadi.
Oh, I'm glad it's over with now.
No, küll on tore, et see on nüüd läbi.
You know, that's the good Estonian, just nice thoughts.
See on tüüpiline eestlane, lihtsalt positiivne mõttelaadu hoiak.
We're not going to shout, but we'll have nice thoughts.
Me ei hõiska rõõmust, aga me ütleme, et väga hea.
Listen, these people, they were shouting.
Aga see rahvas hõiskas rõõmust.
Why? Because they worked hard.
Miks? Sest nad tegid kõvasti tööd.
Because they gave their time.
Sest nad andsid oma aega.
Because they made the effort.
Nad tegid selle pingutuse.
And they weren't just thinking good thoughts.
Ja nad lihtsalt ei mõtlenud häid mõtteid.
They were shouting praises to God.
Vaid hüüdsid Jumalale rõõmuhõiskaid.
Amen. That we're finished.
Et lõpuks on see läbi.
We're finishing this.
Me lõpetame selle.
We're going to get this. We're going to win.
Me saame sellega hakkama, me võidame.
This is going to be done.
See saab täidetud.
God did this.
Jumal tegi seda.
Amen.
Amen.
Who was the one that built the temple?
Kes ehitas Jumala templi?
Well, the right answer is they did.
Õige vastus on, et nemad tegid, Iisrael.
But they looked at it as if God did it.
Aga Iisraeli rahvas vaatas, et Jumal tegi.
Amen. They're the ones that built it.
Nemad ehitasid.
But when it was finished?
Aga kui see sai valmis.
They were saying God did this.
Siis nad ütlesid, et Jumal tegi.
God did this.
Jumal tegi seda.
God did this.
Jumal tegi seda.
They did it.
Nemad ehitasid.
But they looked up to him.
Aga nad hoidsid pilgu Jumala peal.
And he said it was not by our strength.
Ja teadsid, et see ei tule nende jõust.
God did this.
Vaid Jumal tegi selle.
That should be the way we live our life.
Ja samamoodi me peaksime ka elama oma elu.
This is the way that we should be looking every day.
Ja see on see viis, kuidas me peaksime iga päev elama.
And you might say, well, you know, it's just hard for me to get to that place.
Ehk sa ütled, et mul on lihtsalt raske selles kohas hakkama saada.
I don't understand why I need to shout. I don't understand why I need to do that.
Ma ei näe põhjust, miks ma peaksin hõiskama või rõõmutsema.
Listen, I don't understand it either.
Ma ka ei mõista seda.
But it works.
Aga see töötab.
It will give you that ability to get to the end.
See annab sulle võimekuse jõuda finishjooneni.
And when you make it,
ja kui sa saad sellega hakkama,
and people around you are going to ask, how did you do that?
Ja inimesed su ümber küsivad, kuidas sa selle hakkama said?
You can say to them.
Siis sa võid neil öelda.
It was not by might.
See ei olnud jõu, minu jõu.
It was not by power.
Ega minu vägevusega.
But it was by the Spirit of God.
Vaid püha vaimuga.
And by his grace.
Ja tema armuga.
That I made it through.
Et ma tulin sellest olukorrast läbi.
Amen.
Amen.
That should be our testimony.
Ja see peaks olema meie tunnistus.
When people are asking you, what did you, how did you get out of that?
Ja kui inimesed küsivad, et mis, kuidas sa said sellest olukorrast läbi?
It's not going to be based on your educational background.
Siis see ei tugine sinu hariduslikule nii-öelda koolitusele.
It's not going to be based upon your financial status in life.
Või sinu finantsstaatusel elus.
It's going to be based upon grace.
Vaid see tugineb Jumala armule.
And I believe you are foolish to think that you can win in life without the grace of God.
Ja rumal oleks mõelda, et sa võiksid elus võita ilma Jumala armuta.
And you might say, well, no, pastor, it was by my faith that I made it.
Ja mõni ehk ütleks, ei, pastor, see on minu usu läbi.
Listen, faith releases, it only releases what grace contains.
Et usk toob esile ainult selle, mis arm annab.
Faith releases what grace contains.
Usk toob esile selle, mis armu sees on või mis on selle tuum.
If it wasn't for grace,
armuta.
Your faith would have nothing to grab a hold of.
Ei oleks jällegi usul mitte midagi, millest kinni hoida.
If it wasn't for God's grace,
kui Jumala armu ei oleks,
your faith would have nothing to work with.
Siis poleks ka usku, usul millegagi tegutseda.
So you need faith, absolutely.
Seega sul on vaja kindlasti usku.
But your faith is in God's grace for your life.
Aga su usk on Jumala armu kättesaamises sinu elus.
And without grace we are nothing.
Ja Jumala armuta me ei ole midagi.
And even in the strongest areas of your life, in your faith speaking.
Isegi
strongest faith areas of your life.
Isegi kohad sinu elus, kus sul on kõige rohkem usku.
There's going to be times that you're going to feel like quitting.
Tunned sa ühel hetkel, et sa tahaks alla anda.
Feel like just giving up.
Lihtsalt visata ärtiku nurka.
You know, you could be strong in your health, but you start getting weak in your health and you're just like, I don't have the strength anymore to fight.
Sa võid tugevalt uskuda Jumala tervendavasse väesse, aga ühel hetkel sa koged sümptomeid enda ihus.
But I like what that old song says. The line in the old song.
Mulle nii meeldib ühe vana gospelhümni sõnad.
That grace has brought us this far.
Arm on toonud meid nii kaugele.
And grace will take us home.
Ja arm viib meid koju.
Amen. Grace has got you here.
Arm aitas sul jõuda siia punkti, kus sa oled.
God's grace will take us there.
Ja Jumala arv viib sind edasi.
I can't wait to see Jesus.
Ja mina ei suuda ära oodata, kuni ma näen Jeesust.
See him face to face.
Palgast palgasse.
Man, that's going to be awesome.
See on üks imeline hetk.
But it's the grace of God that's going to allow us to be.
Aga Jumala arm laseb meil selleni jõuda.
Every one of us.
Iga üht meist.
Will only be able to stand there.
Iga üks meist saab seista seal.
By our faith in his grace.
Uskudes Jumala armu.
And he is more than enough.
Ja tema on enam kui küllalt.
His grace is enough for you.
Tema armust piisab sinule.
And so as we run this race, we put our faith in him.
Seega kui me jookseme seda võidujooksu, siis me paneme oma usu temasse.
And we can be finishers.
Ja me võime olla need, kes jõuavad finishisse.
But there is just something about the fruit of our lips, the power of what we say.
Meie huulte vili või see, mida me välja ütleme.
But speaking it out.
Välja rääkimine.
From your spirit.
Oma vaimust.
What it is that God has promised over your life.
Rääkides seda, mida Jumal on tõotanud sinu ellu.
There's some power that is released when we do that.
Siis seda tehes vabaneb Jumala vägi meie ellu.
And grace is what will get you through.
Ja Jumala arm aitab sul läbi tulla.
Grace is what is going to help you to finish.
Jumal arm aitab sul lõpetada.
And then we finish with shouts of joy.
Ja me võime lõpetada rõõmuhuisetel.
Because it wasn't me.
Sest see ei ole mina.
It was God that did it.
See oli Jumal, kes tegi seda.
Amen. I walked it out.
Mina tegin oma osa.
But God did it.
Aga Jumal tegi selle.
God strengthened me.
Jumal tugevdas mind.
God opened the doors.
Jumal avas uksed.
God did it.
Jumal tegi seda.
Amen. And when you realize that,
ja kui sa mõistad seda,
you have a shout.
Siis sa saad hõisata.
You say thank you Jesus.
Ja öelda tänu Jeesus.
Thank you Lord.
Tänu Issand.
You did it.
Sina tegid seda.
God did this.
Jumal tegi seda.
When you win in your finances.
Kui sa saad läbi murda enda finantsides.
God did this.
Siis Jumal tegi seda.
When you win in your body.
Kui sa võidad enda ihus või tervises.
God did this.
Siis Jumal tegi seda.
Amen. When you win in your career.
Kui sa võidad enda karjääris.
God did this.
Siis Jumal tegi seda.
When you win in your family.
Kui sa võidad enda perekonnas.
God did this.
Siis Jumal tegi seda.
Amen. You declare with your lips.
Sa saad kuulutada enda huultega,
mida sõnadega. What is it that you see the Lord doing?
Mida sa tahad, et Jumal teeks?
And we finish with shouts of joy.
Ja me võime lõpetada rõõmuhuisetel.
We finish with shouts of joy.
Me võime lõpetada rõõmuhuisetel.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen at least?
Kas võid vähemalt
amen öelda? Dead church this morning.
Et ma ei ole täna surnud koguduses.
The room was empty and pastor left. Right. Second Thessalonians says this. Second Thessalonians chapter 1.
Teise Tessaloonika esimene peatükk ütleb järgnevat. Neljas salm siis.
Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 4 says therefore among God's churches we boast about your perseverance and your faith and all the persecutions and trials that you are enduring.
Nii et ka meie ise kiitleme teist Jumala kogudustest, teie vastupidavusest ja ustavusest, kõigist tagakiusamistest ja kitsikustest, mida te talute.
Paul was bragging about these guys.
Paulus kiitles või eputas nendega.
Paul was proud of these guys.
Ta oli väga uhke nendele.
He's like, look what they've gone through.
Ütles, vaata, millest nad on läbi läinud.
Look what they faced.
Vaata, millega nad on silmitsi seisnud.
Man, they went with their persecutions and trials.
Nad on läinud kitsikustest, katsumustest ja tagakiusamistest läbi.
And they persevered by keeping their faith in him.
Ja nad on hoidnud selle läbi oma usu Jumalasse.
He didn't have nice thoughts.
Ta ei mõelnud häid mõtteid.
Good little church.
Tore väike kogudus.
He was like, let me brag on these. Let me tell you what these guys do.
Vaid ta kiitles ja uhkeldas nendega.
Let me talk to you about the Thessalonians. Let me tell you what they've gone through.
Ta ütles, vaata, ma räägin, mida tessalooniklased on teinud.
Listen, there is something admirable when you see somebody who has gone through something difficult and not quit.
Imetlusväärne on vaadata kedagi, kes on läinud raskusest läbi ja ei ole alla annud.
Amen. That encourages all of us.
See julgustab meid kõiki.
When we see somebody fight and never give up.
Kui me näeme kedagi, kes võitleb ega ei anna alla.
That mentality of a finisher.
See nii-öelda võitleja või lõpetaja mentaliteet.
That faith that is never going to quit.
See usk, mis ei anna alla.
And all the obstacles.
Ka kõikide raskuste keskel.
And all the persecutions.
Ja kõikide tagakiusamiste keskel.
And all the trials.
Ja kõikide katsumuste keskel.
And all the adversaries.
Ja kõikide vastaste keskel.
And all the pain that they went through.
Ja kõik see valu, mida nad kannatasid.
They just kept going.
Nad läksid edasi ja hoidsid sihti.
They kept their eyes on Jesus.
Nad hoidsid oma pilku Kristusel.
And the Bible tells us in Hebrews that we lay aside all the weights that try to weigh us down.
Ja heebrealaste kirjas öeldakse, et me paneme kõrvale kõik, mis koormab.
And Hebrews chapter 12 says that we run with race, the race that is marked out for us.
Ja heebrealaste 12 ütleb, et me jookseme seda võidujooksu, selle sihi poole, mis meie ette on pandud.
There's something about seeing somebody that's living that life that encourages all of us.
meid kõiki julgustab see, kui me näeme kedagi, kes on katsumustest läbi tulnud ja ole all annud.
I want to talk about some of those people that were written about in the Bible.
Ma tahan tuua mõned näited Biiblist.
And I want to talk about three people before we leave here today.
Ja enne kui me lähme, ma räägin kolmest inimesest.
The first one I want to talk about is a guy in the Old Testament named Joseph.
Ja esimene neist on Vana Testamendi tegelane Joosep.
And you can find his story from Genesis 37 to Genesis 41.
Ja tema lugu võib lugeda esimese Moosese 37.
Kuni 41. And so you can find this story about this man.
Seega sealt võib lugeda lugu mehest.
This man that God had a plan for his life.
Kellega Jumalal oli plaan.
And we see him from the time he is a boy.
Ja me näeme tema lapseajast.
Until the time he dies.
Kuni tema surma hetkeni.
We have a story of this man Joseph.
Meil on nii-öelda vaade kogu tema elule.
And it was God's plan for Joseph to become the prime minister of Egypt.
Ja Jumala plaan oli, et Joosepist saab Egiptuse peaminister.
And he was not even an Egyptian.
Ta polnud isegi egiptlane.
How is that even possible?
Ja kuidas see võiks võimalik olla?
Well, God had a plan.
Jumal oli plaan.
God had a plan.
Jumalal oli plaan.
God gave him a vision as a young man.
Jumal andis talle noore poisina visiooni või nägemuse.
Where he would be and what would happen.
Kuhu ta jõuab ja mis juhtub?
And even though he didn't see it yet.
Ja isegi kui ta ei näinud seda täitumas
he was
veel,
on his way.
Siis ta oli selle poole teel.
He didn't see it yet.
Ta veel ei näinud seda.
But he was on his way.
Aga ta oli teel sinnani.
Even as a young man, he began to share with his brothers. Man, you're all going to worship me.
Isegi noore poisina ta läks oma vendade juurde ja hõiskas, et teate, et ühel hetkel ta hakkad kõik mind kumardama.
You guys are going to bow down to me one day.
Ühel hetkel ta kumardate kõik silmile maha.
He was the youngest one in the family.
Ja ta oli kõige noorem peres.
And his brothers looked at him and said, you fool, what are you talking about?
No, vennad vaatsid, sa rumal, millest sa siin räägid.
And so he went to his mom and dad and said, you guys are going to bow down before me someday.
Ja siis Joosep läks ema ja isa juurde ütles, et teie ka kumardate ühel päeval minu ette.
God gave me a dream, I saw it.
Jumal andis mul unenäo ja ma nägin seda.
They're like, boy, we just don't know what you're talking about.
Ja vanemad ütlesid, et poiss, me nüüd ei saa aru, millest sa räägid.
But daddy loved him.
Aga isi armastas teda.
The brothers got jealous.
Ja vennad kadestasid teda.
And they sold him into slavery.
Ja nad otsustasid müüa ta orjaks.
Joseph didn't see it yet.
Joosep ei näinud seda veel täitumas.
He was a slave.
Ta oli ori.
But he was on his way.
Aga ta oli teel sinna.
He went now as he grew, he went to Potiphar's house.
Kui ta kasvas suuremaks, siis ta sattus Potifari kotta.
He didn't see it yet.
Ta ei näinud seda unenägu täitumas.
But he was on his way.
Aga ta oli sinna poole teel.
He ends up in prison for doing absolutely nothing wrong.
Ja tagatipuks ta sattus süütuna vanglasse.
He didn't see it yet.
Seal ka ta ei näinud seda nägemust täitumas.
But he was on his way.
Aga ta oli teel sinna.
He was on his way to fulfill what it is that God told him would happen.
Ta oli teel sinna, mida Jumal oli öelnud, et juhtub.
And if you look at his life, it doesn't look even close.
Ja kui vaadata Joosepi elu, siis see ei näi kuidagi arvutavat.
To what the dream says was going to happen.
Et just kui võiks juhtuda see asi, mida Jumal oli talle näidanud.
In fact, it seems to be going in reverse, not forward.
Näis, et asi läheb aina rohkem allamäge kui ülesmäge.
But it is not by might.
Aga see ei toimu meie jõu.
It is not by power.
Või meie väe läbi.
But it is by my spirit, declares the Lord.
Vaid Jumala vaimu läbi ütleb Issand.
He just kept trusting God.
Joosep lihtsalt usaldas Jumalat.
And he went to stand before Pharaoh.
Ja ühel päeval seisis ta Faarao ees.
And he didn't see it yet.
Ja siiski ta ei olnud veel näinud seda unenägu täitumas.
But he was on his way.
Aga ta oli teel sinna.
He's standing there, doesn't know he's going to become the prime minister.
Ta seisis Faarao ees teadmata, et temast saab peaminister.
He's just answering Pharaoh's question.
Ta lihtsalt vastas Faarao küsimusele.
He was on his way.
Aga ta oli teel sinna.
So 5 years before it happened.
Seega 5 aastat enne kui see juhtus.
He didn't see it.
Ta ei näinud seda.
5 months before it happened.
5 kuud enne kui see juhtus.
He didn't see it.
Ta ei osanud ka seda aimata.
5 days before it happened.
5 päeva enne kui see juhtus.
He was in prison.
Ta oli vangis.
He didn't see it.
Ta ei näinud seda täitumas.
5 seconds before it happened.
5 sekundit enne kui see toimus.
He never would have dreamed what was going to happen.
Ta ei oleks oska tunnistada, et see võiks juhtuda.
It wasn't like he was on an upward track and this was just the next promotion.
Ta ei olnud sellise üles mäkke nagu teekonnal, et oleks võinud oodata, et järgmine sammu on edutamine.
That one day I'm going to be this.
Et ühel päeval saab minust see.
You know, I'm going to go from the checker.
Ma lähen,
I say you're working at a bank. I'm going to go from being the teller.
Ma räägin panga terminites. Ma olen kõigepealt teller.
And then I'm going to be a loan officer.
Siis ma olen laenuametnik.
And then I'm going to go be something a little bit bigger and I'm going to manage those people.
Ja siis ma olen näiteks mingisugune vanem, haldan midagi.
And someday I'm going to start my own bank.
Ühel hetkel ma rajan oma panga.
Right. A progression.
See on nii-öelda selline järkereguline kasv.
This guy is degressing.
Joosepi puhul toimus allaminek.
He went from being daddy's favorite to being in the prison.
Ta oli isi lemmik ja ühel hetkel ta oli vangis.
And now he's standing before Pharaoh.
Ja ühel hetkel ta seisis vaaro ees.
He didn't see it yet.
Ta ei näinud seda veel.
But he was on his way.
Aga ta oli teel sinna.
Listen, what if you quit?
Mis siis, kui sa annad alla?
And you were just two steps from receiving what was promised.
Ja sa oled kaks sammu sellest, mida Jumal on sulle tootanud.
And you told yourself, but it doesn't look like it.
Aga sa ütled, et see ei paista, et see võiks kunagi täituda.
It doesn't look like what God spoke to me is going to happen.
Ja ei näi, et Jumala asi võiks kunagi minu elus täituda, see, mida ta rääkis.
It doesn't look like that promise is going to be revealed in my life.
Ja ei näi, et see Jumala tõotus tuleb esile minu elus.
What if you almost got your harvest?
Mis siis, kui sa ühel hetkel saad oma lõikuse?
But you quit too soon.
Oleksid saanud oma lõikuse, aga sa oled enne alla annud.
What if you were almost there and you gave up?
Mis siis, kui sa oled ühel hetkel peaaegu seal, aga sa annad alla?
Listen, I don't know about you.
Ma ei tea sinu puhul.
But if God promised me a harvest?
Aga kui Jumal tootab mulle lõikust,
I want to get it.
Siis ma tahan seda kätte saada.
Amen. If God promised me?
Kui Jumal tootab mulle.
I'm going to fight till I see it.
Et ma võitlen, kuni ma seda näen.
I'm going to have a mentality of being a finisher.
Ja et mul on mentaliteet, et ma olen võitleja.
And this is what endurance does.
Siis see vastupidavus teeb järgnevat.
It keeps you going so that you can persevere till you see the promise.
See aitab sul edasi minna, kuni sa näed seda tõotust täitumas.
Joseph didn't know when he was going to see it. He just believed that someday he would see it.
Joseph ei teadnud, millal ta näeb seda kõik esile tulemas. Ta lihtsalt uskus, et see tuleb.
And listen, you can ignore all the distractions.
Sinagi võid ignoreerida või eirata kõiki neid asju, mis
and
segavad.
You could just trust that the Spirit of the Lord is working for you.
Ja usaldada, et püha vaim teeb tööd sinu läbi.
And you can stay on course.
Ja sa võid püsida kursil.
And you could have this sense of I'm lacking nothing in life.
Ja omada mentaliteet, et mul ei ole mitte millestki oma elus puudus.
And you could say this.
Ja sa võid öelda järgnevat.
I don't see it yet.
Ma ei näe seda veel.
But I'm on my way.
Kuid ma olen teel.
Amen. There's areas of your life that you haven't seen the promise yet.
On teatud valdkondi, kus sa ei ole veel näinud seda Jumala tõotust oma elus.
But you're on your way.
Aga sa oled teekonnal sinna.
Say that. Say, I haven't seen it yet.
Ütle, ma ei ole veel seda näinud.
I haven't seen it yet. But I'm on the way.
Aga ma olen teekonnal sinna.
But I'm on the way. Amen. I haven't seen it yet.
Ma ei ole veel seda näinud.
But I'm on the way.
Aga ma olen teekonnal sinna.
It hasn't been revealed yet.
See ei ole veel esile tulnud.
But it's coming.
Aga see tuleb.
God's going to do something for me.
Jumal teeb midagi minu jaoks.
I don't know when.
Ma ei tea millal.
I don't know how.
Ma ei tea kuidas.
But I know that he will.
Aga ma tean, et ta teeb seda.
I haven't seen it yet.
Ma ei ole seda veel näinud.
But I'm on my way.
Aga ma olen teel.
Then what?
Mis siis?
Shouts of joy.
Siis hakkad rõõmustama ja hõiskama.
Amen. I'm going to finish.
Ma lõpetan.
God's going to do it.
Jumal teeb seda.
We're going to get through this.
Me saame sellest läbi.
And it's not about me.
Ja see küsimus ei ole minus.
You know, someone else that we admire who never quit.
Me ehk imetleme kedagi, kes kunagi anna alla.
Was Mary.
Üks naine oli Maarja, kes tegi seda.
How many know that we appreciate Mary?
Kui paljud on tänulikud Jeesuse emale Maarjale.
And I thought it being Christmas time, I should bring her out at this moment.
Ja ma mõtlesin, et kuna on jõuluaeg, siis ma peaks ka teda mainima.
Present her to you as an early Christmas gift.
Esitlema talle kui varajane jõulukink.
Let's go to Luke chapter 1.
Loeme Luuka esimest peatükki.
Luke chapter 1. This is where the angel comes to Mary.
Siin kohas ingel tuleb Maarja juurde.
And the angel says you're going to have a baby.
Ja ingel ütleb Maarjale, et sa saad lapse.
And it's going to be amazing.
Ja sellest saab midagi imelist sündima.
And it's, you know, he's going to be the savior of the whole planet.
Ja ta on kogu planeedi ja maailma päästja.
And we have chosen you.
Ja me oleme valinud välja sinu.
This is Mary's response to this great message from this powerful angel.
Ja Maarja vastus selle suurele sõnumile on järgnev.
Luke chapter 1 verses 34 and 35.
Luuka 1:34-35.
And Mary asked the angel, how can this happen? I am a virgin.
Aga Maarja küsis inglit, kuidas see võib juhtuda, kui ma ei ole mehega olnud?
How many know that's a pretty good question?
Kui paljud saavad aru, et see on õigustatud küsimus?
How many know if that was you in that situation, that would be your first question?
Kui sina oleksid tema asemel, siis see oleks ka sinu esimene küsimus.
You think so?
Kas tõesti?
Wrong Mary.
Ma olen vale Maarja.
You know, I know there's another Mary down the street.
Ma tean, et tänaval on veel üks Maarja.
I think you got the wrong house.
Ma arvan, sul on vale kodu.
Because how can this happen?
Sest see ei saa kuidagi juhtuda.
I've never had sex.
Ma ei ole kunagi olnud seksuaalses vahekorras. Ja ma ei ole abielus.
Wrong person.
Vale inimene, vale aadress.
The angel replied.
Aga ingel ütles.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Excuse me, and the baby will be born and he will be holy and he will be called the Son of God.
Ja püha vaim tuleb sinu peale, kõige kõrgema vägi on varjuks sinu kohal, sellepärast hüütaksegi püha, kes sinust sünnib Jumala pojaks.
Mary asked how.
Maarja küsis, kuidas.
The angel answered who.
Ja ingel vastas, kes.
Mary said how.
Maarja küsis, kuidas küll.
The angel said, it's by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Ja ingel ütles, et see toimub püha vaimu väeläbi.
It's not by might.
See ei toimu väeläbi.
It's not by your ability.
Või sinu võimekuse läbi.
But it's by the Spirit of God.
Vaid Jumala vaimu läbi.
God can do what you cannot do.
Jumal suudab teha seda, mida sina ise ei suuda.
How many are thankful for that?
Kui paljud on tänulikud selle eest.
Amen. If God has called you to do something,
kui Jumal on kutsunud sind midagi tegema,
and you don't have the strength or the ability to finish what He's called you to do,
ja sul ei ole ehk tarkustega jõudu, et seda täide viia,
you don't quit.
Siis sa ei anna alla.
You trust Him.
Vaid sa usaldad teda.
That by His Holy Spirit,
et tema püha vaimu läbi,
He will make up what I lack.
Siis ta nii-öelda,
He'll fill in my gaps.
Ta teeb seda, mida mina ei suuda, ta täidab need lüngad, just mis mul puudu on.
Amen. He will be what I'm not.
Ta on see, mida ma ei ole.
And so if He's called me to do it,
seega kui ta on mind kutsunud tegema seda,
I'm going to trust Him.
Siis ma usaldan teda.
And we move forward trusting that we're in His hands.
Me liigume edasi usaldades, et me oleme tema kätes.
That's what Mary did.
Maarja tegi seda.
She didn't quit.
Ta ei annud alla.
She didn't give up.
Ta ei loobunud.
Even though it was impossible.
Isegi kui ülesanne oli täiesti võimatu.
Her mind was probably saying, that's not even true.
Mõistus võis öelda, et see on täiesti vale, mis ta räägib.
And how many know it takes several months before you could really see anything?
Ja kui paljud mõistavad, et läheb mitu kuud enne, kui üldse näha midagi on.
You don't know if it was just that hamburger you ate or, you know, if that's really something in there.
Ja see võib-olla ei saa isegi aru, kas see oli liigne hamburgerite söömine või midagi muud.
You know, it takes several months before you begin to realize.
Läheb mitu kuud enne, kui sa mõistad, et see on tõsi.
But look at Mary.
Aga Maarja.
Verse
38.
She said, I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered, and may your word be to me fulfilled, as, and then the angel left her.
Aga Maarja ütles, vaata, siin on su issanda teen ja sündigu mulle sinu sõna järgi. Ja ingel läks ära tema juurest.
Mary didn't wait 3 months until she saw a bump.
Maarja ei oodanud 3 kuud, kuni ta nägi, et kõht kasvab.
She said, I believe.
Vaid ta ütles, et olgu, ma usun.
Let it happen to me.
Lasse sünnib minuga.
Like you said.
Täpselt nii, nagu sa ütlesid.
I like that.
Mulle meeldib see hoiak.
I like that kind of faith.
Mulle meeldib see usk.
That you don't even see it and you know you're not even going to see anything for months.
Et kui sa ka ei näe kuid midagi.
But you believe God is working.
Siis usud, et Jumal tegutseb.
You believe there's something supernatural happening by the Spirit of God in your life.
Ja usud, et püha vaimu läbi toimub midagi üleloomulikku sinu sees.
And it's not by might.
Ja see ei toimu sinu väe läbi.
Not by power.
Ega jõu läbi.
But it's by my Spirit, declares the Lord.
Vaid Jumala vaimu läbi, ütleb Issand.
This should be our response.
Ja selline peaks olema meie vastus.
To God's will for our lives.
Meie Jumala tahe meie elus.
May it be to me.
On las olgu see minul, minuga nii,
as you have said in your word.
Nagu sa oled oma sõnas öelnud.
Let that promise be in my life.
Las see tõotus täitud minu elus.
Let me see that blessing.
Las ma näen seda õnnistust.
In my life.
Ka enda elus.
I'm going to take it all.
Ma võtan selle kõik vastu.
Whatever it is that you've given to me, I want it all.
Mis iganes sa oled mulle valmis pannud, Jumal, ma võtan selle kõik vastu.
I trust you.
Ma usaldan sind.
I trust you, Lord.
Ma usaldan sind,
Issand. And our response should be, I am your servant.
Ja meie vastus peaks olema, mina olen Jumal sinu teenija. Ja ma usun.
Amen. That should be a response when you read God's promise for your life.
See peaks olema reageering, kui me loeme Jumala tõotusi enda elu kohta.
When God puts something strong in your heart that He's called you to.
kui Jumal paneb midagi tugevat sinu sisse, mille jaoks ta on sind kutsunud,
your response should be, I am your servant.
Siis sinu vastus peaks olema, ma olen sinu teenija, Jumal.
I believe.
Ma usun.
I don't know how.
Ma ei tea, kuidas.
I don't know when.
Ma ei tea, millal.
But I believe I'm on my way.
Aga ma usun, et ma olen teel.
I'm on my way.
Ma olen teel.
I'm on my way.
Ma olen teel.
She didn't see it yet.
Ta ei näinud seda veel.
But she was on her way.
Aga ta oli teel.
She was just like Joseph from the Old Testament.
Maari oli sama sarnan nagu Joosep oli Vanast Testamentis.
And she endured.
Ja ta pidas vastu.
She persevered.
Ja nii-öelda liikus edasi.
And you know whatever the enemy does?
Mis iganes vaenlane püüab teha.
We have this type of a mentality?
Kui meil on selline mentaliteet.
We will never stop.
Siis me ei anna alla.
Amen. Doesn't matter what he does.
Olenemata, mis ta siis püüaks.
Because it's not about me and my strength.
Sest küsimus ei ole minu tugevuses ja minu jõus.
It's about God's strength.
Vaid Jumala tugevuses.
And so I'm never going to stop.
Seega ma ei anna alla.
Because where I lack, he will supply.
Sest seal, kus on minu puudused, Jumal täidab need.
He'll surround me with people that will help me.
Ta ümbritseb mind inimestega, kes aitavad mind.
Or he'll give me the strength to do it.
Või siis ta annab mulle tugevuse teha seda.
Amen. He'll do it.
Ta ise teeb seda.
And I will give him shouts of joy.
Ja mina hõiskan rõõmust.
Glory to God.
Kiitus
and just like these examples, we never stop.
Ja täpselt nagu need näited olid, meie ka ei pea alla andma.
We finish what it is that God asks us to do.
Vaid lõpetame või täidame selle, mida Jumal on meil annud.
And then there was another Joseph that we also know about at this time of year.
Ja oli veel üks Joosep, nagu me teame sellel jõuluajal.
And this was the Joseph that became Mary's husband and became the daddy of Jesus.
Ja see oli siis Joosep, kes pidi saama Maarja abikaasaks ja saama ka Jeesuse isaks, maiseks isaks.
And Joseph here, he heard an angel say that his fiance was pregnant.
Joosepile ilmus ingel, kes ütles, et tema kihlatu on rase.
And the angel said that the Holy Spirit did it.
Ja ingel ütles, et püha vaim tegi seda.
And all he had was an angel that appeared to him in a dream.
Ja püha Joosepil oli ainult inglisõna.
An angel came to him in a dream.
Ingel tuli tema juurde unenäos.
And said, "It's okay because the Holy Spirit did it."
Ja ütles, et Maariaga kõik hästi, sest püha vaim tegi seda.
And he was like, "But wait a minute, that's not how it happened."
Ja Joosep ütles, väga tore, aga nii see asja ei toimu.
That's not how babies come.
Niimoodi lapsed ei tule.
My mama told me better than that.
Minu emme ütles mulle paremini.
This isn't how it works.
Ja nii see ei tööta.
But an angel.
Aga ingel,
in a dream,
unenäos,
told Joseph,
ütles Joosepile,
it's okay that Mary's pregnant.
Et see on okei, okay, see on hästi, et Maarja on rase.
Because the Holy Spirit did it.
Sest püha vaim tegi seda.
God's plan for Joseph.
Jumala plaan Joosepiga.
Was that Joseph would be Jesus's daddy.
Oli, et Joosepis saaks Jeesuse maine isa.
He was the man chosen to raise Jesus.
Tema oli valitud mees, kes kasvatab Jeesuse üles.
In a godly home.
Jumala kartlikus kodus.
In an atmosphere where he could grow and become who he was called to be.
Ja selles keskkonnas, kus ta saab selleks, kelleks Jumal teda on kutsunud.
And he knew it was not him, but Mary was pregnant.
Seega Joosep teadis, et Maarja on rase.
And everybody talks about how Mary is so amazing.
Ja väga palju on räägitud, kui imeline Maarja on.
And she is amazing.
Ta on ka.
But listen, guys, you know this.
Aga mehed, te teate.
I know this.
Ja mina tean seda.
That Joe, he was pretty amazing too.
Et Joosep oli ka üks vägev mees.
To be able to stand there.
Et ta suutis seista.
And say, I believe my dream.
Ja öelda, et ma usun enda unenägu.
How many know some of your dreams can be pretty wacko?
Kui paljud mõistavad, et teie mõned unenäod võivad täitsa jaburud olla.
You could have dreams that tell you things that just are like, no, thank you.
Sa võid näha asju, mis mõtled, et no, väga tore, see on küll jama.
Your subconscious can go crazy sometimes.
Ja sinu alateadus võib minna nagu täis pööretele mingi aeg.
While you are sleeping.
Kui sa magad.
How many of you know that Joseph had the temptation to think that dream was not from God?
Kui paljud mõistavad, et Joosepil võis olla kahtlusi, et see unenägu vist ehk ei võinud olla Jumalalt.
It was a dream.
See oli tavaline unenägu.
But he believed.
Aga ta uskus.
Man, that takes... Mary saw the angel.
Maarjale ilmus ingel.
Like, there he is.
No, niimoodi, et ta nägi.
With her eyes.
Ta nägi avatud nägemust, või nagu
Joseph inglit. Saw that same angel in a dream.
Joosep nägi seda sama inglit unenäos.
Who had the greater faith?
Kellel oli suurem usk?
I'm not going to compare. I'd say they're both pretty amazing, but Joseph is amazing too.
Ma ei võrdle neid, vaid nad mõlemad on väga vägevad, aga ma ütleks, et Joosep on väga vägev mees.
Because he chose to endure and to persevere through all the thoughts that would come to him.
Sest ta jäi püsima kõikide nende mõtete ja kahtluste keskel, mis seal võis olla.
Mary knew.
Maarja teadis.
I've never been with anybody.
Et ta ei ole kellegagi olnud.
Joseph had to trust.
Joosep pidi aga usaldama.
That she's never been with anybody.
Et ta ei ole olnud kellegagi.
And how many know there might have been some days where Jesus smiled and he thought, that kind of looks like Sam that lived down the street.
Et kui Jeesus oli väike, ehk siis võis olla, et kui ta Jeesus naeratas, siis võis tunduda, et see naabri mehe moodi kuidagi natukene.
You know, Samuel that lived down the street, or maybe Thomas, you know, that guy that lives across the road there, kind of reminds me of Thomas.
Kuidagi meenutab Saamale või Toomast või...
You know, how many know there were thoughts probably that came to him that said,
Et Joosepil võis olla läbi elu mõtteid, et no...
Listen, he chose
aga ta oli teinud...
as his own son.
Ta oli otsustanud, teinud otsuse võtta Jeesuse enda lapseks.
And he raised him
ja ta kasvatas teda
as if what he saw in the dream
selle alusel, mida ta unenäos nägi.
Was from God.
Ja uskus, et see on Jumalalt.
That this child that he held in his hands
et see laps, keda ta siis hoidis enda kätel,
was from God.
Oli Jumalalt.
This child that he taught to be a carpenter
ja see laps, keda ta õpetas puussepaks,
was from God.
Oli Jumalalt.
He never saw it come to pass.
Ja Joosep ei näinud kunagi täitumas seda, mis
he never saw Jesus enter into his ministry.
Ta ei näinud kunagi, et Jeesus, kui Jeesus astus enda teenistusse.
But he was on the way.
Aga ta oli teel.
He was on the way.
Ta oli teel.
I'm sure as Jesus grew.
Ma olen kindel, et kui Jeesus kasvas.
Can you imagine having Jesus as your son?
Kas te kujutate ette, et teil on Jeesus pojaks?
Man, I'm sure he heard Jesus talk about the word of God sometimes that the whole family just sat around blown away.
Ma usun, et kindlasti Joosep ja kogu pere oli hämmastunud teatud hetkedel, kuidas Jeesus rääkis Jumala sõnast.
You know, he's teaching his son the Bible.
Ta õpetas näiteks Joosep näiteks õpetas Jeesusele pühakirja.
And he's reading maybe from Isaiah and saying, Jesus, this is what the book of Isaiah says.
Ja näiteks loeb Jesaja, see ütleb Jeesusele, et näe, siin öeldakse nii.
And Jesus starts saying, yeah, and that means this, and that means this, and that means this. And he starts building this picture and everybody's going, wow.
Ja Jeesus ütleb, jah, et see tähendab seda ja siis see on ühendatud sellega, see on see ja kogu pere on täiesti pahviks löödud.
God's plan is he's going to save the world through his son who's going to come and die.
Et, ja toob välja, et Jumala plaan on tuua oma poja, kes sureb kogu maailma eest.
And they're probably all sitting around saying, wow.
Ja nemad vahivad suu ammul, et wow.
And so I'm sure that Joseph had a glimpse of who Jesus was.
Seega ma usun, et Joosep nägi teatud pilguheitu sellesse kutsasse, mis Jumalal oli Jeesusele.
But he never saw the miracles.
Aga ta ei näinud imesid.
He never saw the people being set free.
Ta ei näinud, kuidas inimesed said teemonitest vabaks.
He never saw the lives being changed.
Ega elusid muudetuna.
He never saw his son go and pay the price for the world.
Ja ega ta ei näinud ka Jeesuse surmaristil.
Because Joseph died before Jesus ever entered into his ministry.
Sest Joosep suri enne, kui Jeesus astus oma maisesse teenistusse.
We don't really know what happened to Joseph. The Bible doesn't tell us.
Piibeli ütle, mis Joosepiga juhtus.
We don't know if he died as an old man, if he died in an accident. Nobody knows.
Me ei tea, kas ta suri vanamehena või oli mingi õnnetus.
But he wasn't there to see Jesus fulfill his ministry.
Aga ta ei olnud seal, et näha, kuidas Jeesus oma teenimistöös
but
toimis.
But he set all of his hopes
aga ta oli kõik oma lootused pannud unenäo peale.
He set all of his fears
kõik oma hirmud
on a dream.
Unenäo peale.
And he said, it's not by my strength.
Ja ta ütles, et see ei toimu minu jõu läbi.
But it's by the power of the Holy Spirit in me.
Vaid püha vaimu läbi minu sees.
That I can do what God called me to do.
Et ma saan teha seda, milleks Jumal mind on kutsunud.
I can be the best dad for the Messiah that I can be.
Ja olla võimalikult parim isa messiale.
I believe my son is the savior of the world.
Ma usun, et minu poeg on maailma päästja.
Can you imagine?
Kas sa kujutad ette seda?
Can you imagine the responsibility he must have felt?
Kas sa kujutad ette, millist vastutust tunnet ta võis tunda?
Knowing that he had to prepare the way.
Teades, et tema peab aitama nii-öelda sillutada teed.
And help his son to grow with the mentality that I can do anything.
et laps kasvaks, Jeesus laps kasvaks siis üles teadmisega, et võib suuta teha kõike.
The words that he had to speak over his son.
Kõik need sõnad, mida ta pidi oma poja üle ütlema.
By faith.
Usus.
By faith.
Usus.
What a man.
Milline mees.
What a man Joseph was.
Milline mees oli Joosep.
What an example.
Milline eeskuju ta oli.
He led the way so that Jesus could be the Messiah.
Ta juhtis teed, et Jeesus võiks olla Messia.
When they went to the priest and the priest began to declare all of these things by prophecy over his son.
Kui nad läksid templisse ja see mees preestrid rääkisid neid teotusi Messia kohta. Kes ta on?
What he was called to be.
Kelleks ta on kutsutud?
And then this priest said, I can die now.
Ja see preester ütles, nüüd ma võin ära surra.
Because I've seen the answer. To my prayers.
Sest ma olen näinud oma palvete vastust.
I've seen the birth of the Savior.
Ma olen näinud maailma pääst ja sündi.
I can die now.
Ma võin nüüd ära surra.
Here you go, Joseph.
Palun võtta, Joosep.
Good luck.
Õnn kaasa.
He took his son.
Ta võttis Joosepi poja.
And everything that was spoken about him.
Ja kõik, mis oli pühakirjas tema kohta kirjutatud.
And he believed even through the tests. Of his emotions and his test of his mental capacity.
Ja uskus hoolimata enda südame ja enda mõtete nii-öelda rünnakutest või sellest kapasiteedist, võimekusest.
He believed in his heart.
Ta uskus oma südames.
And his heart was filled with peace.
Ja ta süda täitus rahuga, sest ta uskus.
And how many you know sometimes we need that peace to get through.
Kui paljud mõistavad, et vahel me vajame rahu, et läbi tulla.
Amen. When we believe, peace shows up.
Kui me usume, siis rahu tuleb esile.
When we trust that God is going to do it, peace enters in our hearts.
Kui me usume, et Jumal teeb seda, siis rahu tuleb meie südamesse.
And peace confirms to us that God is working.
Ja rahu kinnitab meile, et Jumal teeb tööd.
Peace confirmed to Joseph God was working in this situation.
Rahu kinnitas ka Joosepile, et Jumal tegutseb.
And so I haven't seen it yet, but I'm on my way.
Et isegi kui ta ei näinud kõike, siis ta teadis, et ta on teel.
Amen. Peace confirmed to Mary that it was going to be okay.
Rahu kinnitas Maarjale, et kõik saab korda.
Peace confirmed to Joseph that it was going to be okay.
Ja rahu kinnitas ka Joosepile, et kõik saab korda.
And they were able to persevere until they saw the promise.
Ja nad suutsid seista, kuni nad said kätte selle tootuse.
Man, do you believe that you're on the path that God has called you to?
Kas usud, et sa oled teel, kuhu, et sa saad kätte selle tootuse?
Do you believe that what God spoke to you will happen in your life?
Ja kas usud, et Jumala tootused täituvad ka sinu elus?
I believe.
Mina usun.
I believe.
Mina usun.
I believe if we will stay on course, if we will never quit, we will see the promise.
Ma usun, et kui me hoiame sihti, siis me saame selle tõotuse kätte.
And we will get there.
Ja me jõuame sinna.
We will get there.
Me jõuame sinna.
We will get there.
Me jõuame sinna.
Hallelujah. We're going to be finishers.
Me oleme need, kes lõpetavad.
We could finish with shouts of joy.
Ja me võime lõpetada rõõmuhuisetega.
We could finish praising our God.
Ja kiites oma Jumalat.
Saying God did this.
Öeldes, et Issand tegi seda.
God did this.
Jumal tegi seda.
And even though you don't see it yet, you're on your way.
Ja isegi kui sa ei näe seda, sa oled tead, et sa oled teel.
You're on your way.
Sa oled teel.
Let me just finish by reading one last scripture to you, James chapter 1.
Ma loen lõpetuseks ühe viimase kirjakoha.
Helmet, you can come. James chapter 1, verse 12.
Jaakobuse 1:12.
It says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised and to those who love him.
Õnnistatud on mees, kes peab vastu kiusatuses, sest kui ta läbi katsutud, siis ta saab pärjaks elu, mille Issand on tõotanud neile, kes teda armastavad.
Blessed is the man.
Õnnistatud võinnis on see mees.
That perseveres under trial.
Kes peab vastu kiusatuses või kannatuses.
Never stops.
Kes ei peatu.
Who endures, who keeps going.
Kes peab vastu ja kes liigub edasi.
Because once he's come through.
Sest kuni ta on läbi läinud.
He will receive the crown.
Kui ta on läbi läinud, siis ta saab selle võidupärja. Mida Issand on tootanud talle.
Man, I'm telling you, there's reward that's coming in this life.
Tea, et sul tuleb tasu selles elus.
But there's also reward that is coming for eternity.
Kuid ka igavikus on sinu eest tasu.
And it's going to be based on what we do.
Ja see tuleneb sellest, mida me siin maa peal olles teeme.
Your reward for the future.
Sinu tasu tulevikus.
It's going to be based on how you handle the trials today.
Tuleneb sellest, kuidas sa saad hakkama nende katsumustega siin maa peal.
And I know some of you are facing stuff.
Ja ma tean, et mõned teist lähevad läbi asjadest.
But I want you to know.
Aga ma tahan, et sa teaksid.
God loves you.
Jumal armastab sind.
He's smiling down upon you.
Ta naeratab sinu peale.
And I believe he boasts about you.
Ja ma usun ka, et ta kiitleb sinust.
Your names are written.
Sinu nimi on kirjutatud.
Eluraamatusse. That means something.
See tähendab.
But not just that.
Aga mitte üksnes seda.
But to know that he has people that are living by faith.
Aga tal on inimesed ka, kes elavad usust.
Who are running their race.
Kes jooksevad seda võidujooksu.
Who are never gonna stop.
Ja kes ei kavatse alla anda. Ma ei tea, kuidas sinu on, aga mina kavatsen oma tasu kätte saada.
I don't know what the future holds.
Ma ei tea, mis tulevik toob.
As long as it depends upon me.
Aga nii kaua, kuni see sõltub minust.
I'm gonna do everything I can.
Ma kavatsen teha kõik, mida ma suudan.
To keep running.
Et joost edasi.
And never stop.
Ja mitte peatuda.
How about you?
Kuidas on sinuga?
Amen. That's you, would you stand up to
Kui see on sinuga, siis palun tõuse.
Let's just declare by standing up, just say, Lord, I believe.
Seistes kuulutame, et Jumal, mina usun.
I believe that I'm on my way.
Ma usun, et ma olen sellel teekonnal.
I don't see it yet.
Ma ei näe veel kõike täitumas.
But I'm on the way.
Aga ma olen teekonnal.
I don't see what you promised.
Ma ei näe seda, mida sa oled tõotanud.
But I know it's coming.
Aga ma tean, et see on ees.
I know it's coming.
Ma tean, et see tuleb.
I know it's coming.
Ma tean, et see on ees.
I trust you, God.
Ma usaldan sind, Isa.
Because I believe it's coming.
Sest ma tean, et see tuleb.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God loves you so much.
Tahan, et sa teaksid, et Jumal väga palju armastab
sind. I'm so proud of you. We were in a time of prayer this week, and the Lord spoke this to me concerning our church.
Ma olin sellel nädalal ühispalves ja Jumal kõnetas mind.
He said, I'm proud of you.
Ta ütles, et ma olen uhke sinu üle.
Proud of Elava Bay.
Ma olen uhke Elava Bay üle.
You know, sometimes we might not hear that.
Vahel me ei kuule seda.
The voice of the Father.
Isa häält. Ütlemas, et ma olen uhke sinule.
You make me happy.
Sa teed mind rõõmseks.
I want you to know that your father is proud.
Ja ma tahan, et sa teaksid, et su isa on sinule uhke.
He's proud of this church.
Ta on uhke selle koguduse üle.
And he's speaking over us.
Ja ta räägib meie üle.
To encourage us.
Et julgustada meid. Sirutame usus oma käe.
We hold on to the promise.
Ja hoiame kiimni sellest tootusest.
That grace holds for us.
Et hoiab meid. Midagi sellest seeriast. Liigume ja rühime edasi. Sest Jumalal on plaan. Jumalal on plaan sinu jaoks. Tema tahe täitub sinu elus. Kui sa ei anna alla.
Let's shout. Hallelujah. Can you shout? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father, we love you.
Isa, me nii armastame
sind. God did it. God will do it.
Jumal teeb seda.
God did it.
Jumal tegi seda.
God will do it.
Jumal teeb seda.
God did it.
Jumal tegi seda.
God will do it.
Jumal teeb seda.
God did it.
Jumal tegi seda.
God will do it.
Jumal teeb seda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. With shouts of joy.
Rõõmu hõisatab.
Shouts of joy.
Rõõmu hõisatab.
Shouts of joy.
Rõõmu hõisatab.
God will do it.
Jumal teeb seda.
God will do it.
Jumal teeb seda.
He will finish.
Ta lõpetab seda, mida ta on alustanud sinus.
Glory to God. I'm happy today.
I'm
to
today.
We're going to sing real quick.
We're going to
have an awesome week.
Ja meil on üks väga nädal.
Ja
järgmisel pühapäeval tuleme tagasi.
We're going to talk about Christmas.
Ja räägime jõuludest.
We're going to talk about the coming of our Savior.
Ja päästja tulekust.
And it's going to be awesome.
Ja see on väga.
Amen. So have an awesome week.
See olgu teile üks õnnistatud nädal.
Know that I love you.
Ja teadke, et mina armastan teid.
Know that God loves you.
Et Jumal armastab teid.
Know Jesus is coming soon.
Ja Jeesus tuleb pea.
And God is going to do in your life.
Ja Jumal teeb sinu elus.
Everything that he promised he would do.
Kõike seda, mida ta on tootanud.
Let's just go home and see that today.
Ja lähme koju ja võtame selle vastu.
Amen. God will do it.
Jumal teeb seda.
It's not by mind.
See ei toimu sinu väe läbi.
It's not by power.
Ega sinu jõu läbi.
But by his spirit.
Vaid Jumala vaimu läbi.
Declares the Lord Almighty.
Seda kuulutab vägede issand.
Amen. God bless you.
Jumal õnnistagu sind.
See you next time.
Ja näeme järgmine pühapäev.